and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
Wow. Let 'em hang. Wow. Let 'em hang like the animals they are.
Phone numbers for New York, 877-692-1027. For everyone else listening to us, you want to get a hold of the show, 866-277-4-WOW. Well, we got Brother Joe in here. He wants to do a George Harrison song. We also have tape of Anthony's mom drunk singing.
Oh, this.
Which Anthony, one? I heard a little of it.
Did you?
It sounded like the woman they arrest on Cops that's drunk and on PCP. Like, and the kids are just running around in nasty diapers.
What
and
happened?
And then they put her in that holding tank. She just loses her mind and starts singing.
Right.
I don't care.
You want the lead up?
That's what it sounds like.
Let Joe give a lead up to this.
Oh, one.
How did this happen?
Brother Joe. It was my birthday on Friday, and we ended up going down to... Thank you. We ended up going out to eat dinner and had a couple of pitchers of margaritas.
Oh, great.
And
my family can drink.
Big time. And my mother kept on saying, mom kept on saying to Dawn about how good Joe makes her sound in the studio.
In the song parodies and singing, Dawn got a good, but Dawn's got a good voice.
Yeah, but mom doesn't understand that. Mm-hmm. She thinks it's magic. It's studio magic.
Like
it's
Milli Vanilli or something.
Right, exactly.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
You know? And she said, I bet I can sing just as good as Dawn. I said, Ma, come on down.
Tape's rolling. And all Joe's thinking is, this will be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Not only in New York, now in eight other cities. Oh, my God.
She can't even travel without being ridiculed.
So, Mom singing songs.
Yes.
In the studio.
One in particular, yes. Yeah,
what song did she choose to sing?
Well, she tried singing a Carole King song, I Feel the Earth Move, but that was just a little too good, believe it or not. So, I saved the tape for Mercedes Benz.
Oh, no.
She tried.
Which is a lot of, like, a cappella.
Oh, it is. It's all a cappella. She tried singing Mercedes Benz. Yeah, it's a trip.
You're out of the will.
It was a lot of fun. I've been out of the will for years, Jim.
All right, well, let's we'll buckle in, strap in for this one. It's mine and Joe's mom.
Yeah.
You're singing.
Anthony, your family could drink and my family can Prozac.
Let's get together and have a party.
This Woo-hoo! Actually sounds like one of like Janis Joplin showing up really drunk outtakes.
Oh, really? Like when she was drunk before she killed herself.
I listened to a little of it and your mom hits a couple notes and she's totally committed to it.
Right. Great. Oh, really?
Yeah, she is cutting an album for the free world, baby. this is a hit and she knows it.
All right, here's
Phil Spector's winking at her the whole time.
Here's Anthony's mom. I'm singing.
Let's
rock
get this.
On, baby. What's your name?
Some Joplin.
Rosemary.
Rock and roll, baby.
All you have to do is sing.
I can do it in one take.
Okay.
Sounds like Sammy Kane.
I'm going to sing in two notes.
Okay, put on the headphones.
Okay,
where's
my headphones? Where's your cans, man? Cans? I don't have those. Cans. Oh, God. Okay, wow. Could I do it like in one take?
Oh, feedback, everything.
I don't know, but I was getting like feedback right in my ear. Okay, I want to do. I have to make my voice gravel. I could do this. If it takes me like more than once to do it, but I want to do it. And I want you to like save it for posterity.
She's hammered.
I gotta stop the tape. Your mom has the hottest voice.
Oh, God,
she really does, though. She has a really hot voice. Jim, help me out.
Oh,
very. The only thing is that she wants to do it in one take. It keeps reminding me of Ed Wood, but she is very sexy.
One take.
That's perfect. Perfect. Print it.
But the voice is very hot. You're
it's
right.
A oh, very great. Sexy voice.
It's called drunk.
There we go. Anthony's mom.
The whole basement is here. Do I have a fever? Are you kidding me?
Say check into the mic.
Check.
This is my hell on holidays.
It sounds like the whole basement and the whole upstairs and probably three stories high could hear me.
Here we go.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make a man. Work hard all my life. off with no help from my friends. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Lord, won't you buy me a color TV?
Shut up! Shut up!
$1 is waiting for me.
Quiet.
Oh, f***. Oh, Lord. I forgot the word.
Shut up. Damn, shut up.
Oh, Lord. Won't you buy me eight on the town? A Mercedes-Benz. My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Work hard all my life with no help from my friends. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
That's it.
I forgot the words, but I like what I did, yeah. I think.
I don't like it.
Shut up! Shut up!
Holy
Excuse me, but I do believe that sucked ass.
Dolphins are beating themselves.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the Alfalfa Schweitzer singing Janis Joplin.
Dolphins are beaching themselves in Coney Island.
I'm a crooner, Spank.
Barber of Seville.
Figaro.
Tommy, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, wow. Go.
Yo, first of all, it's an honor to be talking to such comic genius, but, hey, I don't know your mom had a cable access show in Manhattan during the week.
Sandy Kane. Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, guys, I gotta tell you, Aunt, your mom sounds pretty hot, but once you start singing Jesus Christ, my chubby crawled inward. Horrible.
Hey, Chet, what's up?
What's up, Aunt? I want to cast my vote for your mom in the MILF contest. That was late. I won, her, buddy.
Yeah. Holy Jesus. That was
later.
Awful. People saying my mom and Lisa from sales should make a duet.
Oh.
Jason, what's up?
What's happening, guys? Yo, I want to know, could somebody go check out Janis Joplin's grave? I think the rotten corpse is crawling out to go strangle your mother for that rendition there, Aunt.
That was Janis from the grave. Dan from Hoboken checking in. Dan from Hoboken. I guess Joe, Aunt, and Dawn got their musical talent from their father.
I told you she was going for it, man.
Is that the new Fred Flintstone voice? Gotta give her the credit. I thought she'd call in by now. Stop my dog's howling.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
That's funny.
I just admire her moxie, man. She went at it.
She's got moxie.
She wanted to put Dawn on the canvas, man.
That sounds
She went to the mat ready to roll.
Eli saying, your mom sounds like Joan Rivers on crack.
Oh!
Please make it
stop.
Now
I want to hear the song that she sang real well.
After hearing that spectacle.
Knock on wood, I want to hear now.
Janis Joplin checking in. I'm finally glad to be dead.
Do you have your mom's knock on wood tape still? Now I want to hear her singing it good. She'll definitely win the MILF contest.
God, that was awful.
I liked it.
And I know Joe's just like, Joe's looking at it the same way the guy that filmed Jimmy the Greek was watching Jimmy the Greek as he was saying all those things. Just keep going. Keep going. No, I got it on tape. It's going to be great.
Like the guy filming the Hindenburg. Don't turn the camera.
Yeah, the Hindenburg guy. Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, go.
I got two questions. Anthony, what's your mother's liquor of choice, and how many packs does she smoke a day?
Actually, she doesn't smoke.
All right.
But she likes champagne.
Wine.
Wine. And if you really put her over the top, you just give her a White Russian.
She sounds like one classy lady. You should be proud.
Nice. A White Russian.
Tell them Large Marge sent you.
Take care, guys.
We're having fun, but I do have to say it. Aunt's mom
my
is
mom
a
rules.
Very classy
she
broad.
She loves going out. The woman's, 62?
Yeah.
Loves the party.
Someone you would love to hang with.
Mercedes-Benz stock has mysteriously just plummeted. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
The last one. James from Flushing. Sorry, Aunt, but your mom's singing sounds like a burn victim rolling around in salt. Ow! Bravo, James. We'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show. Stay there.
No. We're right here.
We're here. We're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. That was a tape from yesterday. Tape of mom, Aunt's mom singing.
Isn't that great?
I love that.
Now you know what my hell was when she used to sing lullabies.
Rock-a-bye, baby! Welcome to the Opie and Anthony show officially.
Yeah.
We like to start the show every day with a little something from the archives to get everyone in the mood for the show.
There you go.
To get you chuckling, hopefully.
Within the 20-minute window that Rick said on the Fox special.
Yeah.
On the Fox news story they did on us, you got to be laughing within 20 minutes.
Or you got the wrong station on.
You get a toaster and you got the wrong station on.
I would love to know why we're getting hate email from Washington
already.
We're not even
on in Washington.
We're not even on, and there seems to be some kind of weird campaign that has begun.
Yeah.
Saying they will not listen to us when we're on in Washington, D.C.
In afternoons. I don't know.
They haven't even heard us yet, but they have already made their opinion and have decided that they will not be listening to us when we go on WJFK.
Isn't that great?
In the very near future in Washington.
That's a first. What? Usually we're on for 5 minutes before we get the, you suck, get off, we hate you. Now it's before we've even uttered a peep on the station. A
lot of hatred, and we haven't even done anything yet down there.
Where's the love?
Where is the love, Anthony? Well, it's Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. There's a lot of loving that goes on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Want to thank all the fine ladies that have already checked in. It's got to be the weather. They're flashing like crazy all over New York, that is.
Well, girls are hot and sweaty, so they take their tops off and cool off a little bit.
Right. And a couple of people checking in from Philadelphia as this wow thing slowly but surely spreads along with the ONA virus across America. Right, Anthony?
Yes.
Wow. The only thing we're going to brag about on this show is wow, because it is the greatest radio promotion ever.
Ever.
Ever. It's called Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. You put a wow on the back of your car. We don't care how it gets there. You could get one of the wow bumper stickers. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stations that we're on, they have their own wow bumper stickers, and the other stations are getting theirs.
Yeah.
But we also like the homemade wow signs. We like when we see wow written in the dirt on the back of trucks.
Yep.
And basically, the ladies see that, and they flash you on the way home.
How about that? You're just driving, you got the wow in your vehicle, and girl pulls up next to you, all of a sudden she flashes.
Yeah.
You're like, what happened? What was? Oh, yeah. I got a wow on the back of my car.
Anthony,
it does work.
Yeah, Anthony and I have been at this for about 6 or 7 summers now. Mm-hmm. And at this point in New York, it's just completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's completely ridiculous. We have hundreds of people that see something every single day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a huge wow billboard in the middle of Times Square.
You finally saw it?
I saw it today. I took a walk with Ben and Stinky. Oh.
Isn't that amazing? It's gigantic.
It's right above the ABC studios there.
Stinky was laughing earlier. He came in after you guys got back from seeing the billboard right in the middle of Times Square. And he goes, isn't that the funniest thing? He goes, it's in the middle of Times Square like all the other ads. And then there's this big wow. Hey, show me your tees.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle of Times Square. The big sticker version of wow.
Amazing.
5 stories high.
No, you could see the wow. I was going to say bumper sticker. It's a billboard. It's 3 stories high at least and 3 stories
huge.
Across, it looks like. When they do TRL on MTV, when they do the outside shot, boom. Every afternoon now we're getting exposure on MTV as well.
Yeah,
because of the billboard.
Can't even stress enough how in the middle of Times Square this thing is. It's right there.
What a tourist trap.
I know.
I didn't see one New Yorker in the middle of Times Square when we went down for the walk.
New Yorkers don't go there.
There was a guy today. Mm-hmm. The Naked Cowboy.
Oh, yeah, the Naked Cowboy.
You know about the Naked Cowboy?
He's out there all the time. He's in his underwear. He's in tighty whities, cowboy boots, and a cowboy hat.
And it says Naked Cowboy on his underpants.
And I got to say, he's ripping me off. Ripping me off. I'll show you video from 1990 where I would get on stage with my band Rotgut and do a song called Naked Cowboy. And I would play in tighty whities, cowboy boots, and a cowboy hat. And that's it.
Hmm.
Ripping me off.
Got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
I invented that. I invented that, and people now are ripping me off.
Now tell everyone you're being sarcastic, because we really don't care, right, Anthony?
I don't have to say that. I just got to go, hoo-hoo.
Okay, good. Hoo-hoo covers it, right?
That's right.
So the girls just loving Naked Cowboy, and all the guys what are you doing?
You know, it's kind of sick. There are a bunch of like kids. You know, the parents take their children from Oklahoma or what have you, and they're walking through Times Square, and there's a guy, you know, with the tidy whities on with his junk. Come on, what is he doing? And does he have a little bucket that you throw money in? What's his gig?
I don't know. He plays a guitar and he takes pictures with all the tourists.
Oh, is that what he does?
Oh, they love him. They love him down there.
And look, this guy called himself the Naked Cowboy. Look, I got a picture of him.
Were people videotaping stuff?
Every 5 feet there's a video camera in Times Square.
Who is watching this crap when they go home? You see the guy, he's videotaping the front of like the Hard Rock? And he'll stand there for a good 3 minutes.
You know, this happens in every city.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just talking to our New York audience right now. I know it happens in Cleveland outside the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
Philly, you know, you got a lot of landmarks there, national history.
This happens wherever you go. The tourists go crazy with the damn cameras and the video cams.
They take the videos of things like the Hard Rock or something, and they just tape it for 3 minutes. And you're thinking, who are they going to invite over? Who are the poor bastards that they're going to invite over to show them their trip to wherever they are and sit through that? Ugh, put your cameras away.
Yeah.
The best gag you do is you scream Carson Daly and you watch all the idiots look like he's really there.
That's pretty funny. Ben is doing that. Look, it's Carson Daly. Oh, you know, Ben is really, he's an obnoxious son of a bitch.
Oh, you're telling us?
That's why I love hanging with the guy. He's a little quiet on the radio, but you get him out on the street, he'll say just about anything, man.
Yeah.
He's walking down the street. What were some of the crap you were saying?
New York City, watch your wallet. Someone will mug you. Watch out for those black guys over there.
Oh, my God.
Just as loud as he can be, man.
Hilarious.
People are trying to take pictures, you know, probably the only time they're going to see Times Square in the next few years. And Ben's like, make sure you get the I Love New York in their picture there.
Frank is calling me out on something.
Huh.
He goes, Anthony, part of the team that brought you the Voyeur bus debacle, now worried about what tourists might see and their children. Like seeing the Naked Cowboy. There's a difference between some guy standing out there with his junk bulge in his tidy whities and young children walking by and women, beautiful women's breasts. There's a big difference, I think.
I don't care that the Naked Cowboy's out there doing his thing. I think the guy just looks completely ridiculous.
Yeah, he does look ridiculous.
It's like, how pathetic are you? This is what you're doing to, for what reason? I don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure if it's for a play or something.
Is he a beggar?
No, we didn't see, you know, him collecting money or anything.
Walking back from the hotel this morning, because I stayed in town, I just see horrified tourists with this homeless black guy without a shirt on. He's all filthy. His, like, hair is all straggling and stuff. And they had to cross the street. They walked all the way around him. Like, they gave him such a wide berth. And he's yelling at him. Like, in that gibberish that they yell, but just horrified tourists.
So weird. We have such a bad rep, and it's gotten so much better. I mean, Midtown Manhattan is a pretty damn safe place to be.
It's Disney now.
Hey, Ann, what about the guy from Dallas at Bar 9 last night?
Bar 9, one of the Dallas listeners. We're actually down there last night because we plugged it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got to get that wow going down there in Dallas.
You should have invited him on the show.
Everyone was so hammered at that bar last night.
Yeah.
Jay Moore showed up. Stephen Lynch showed up. singing. What? What's the matter, Rick? You didn't enjoy Jay Moore's singing?
I love Jay singing.
Jay gets on stage, just starts singing. The club was, I swear to God, it had to be 120 degrees in there.
Mr. I Need Attention was singing.
He's going to call up and yell at you.
Ooh.
We had fun, man. But it was really, like, hot, and you could tell because I can't talk today. We, like, sang all night. And that place, I mean, it's fun to go down there, but what a hole. I got to say it. It was hot, and you're trying to sing a tune up on the stage, and a pipe is leaking into your drink. At one point, Jim Laird is up there singing, and there's this big 4-inch pipe, and you know they don't supply water through 4-inch pipes. That's the water going out of the building. And it's dripping in his drink.
Oh, awful.
Crap cocktail.
Probably. Never mind.
Probably coming from the Yankee Cranky Shop above the place.
And then Sandy Kane shows up at Bar 9. And at one point she walks up to me, and I didn't know who it is, but she grabs my hand. So I'm talking, and then I turn and look, and I see it's her touching my hand. I run to the bathroom. And Mike DiNicola was there, and he goes, I think I got some Curel in my pocket. You might want to. And we're sterilizing our hands. She is just the most heinous human.
We found the Naked Cowboy website.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a website.
So what is this
website?
Guy? So I guess he is a singer or something? Oh, yeah. Look at the picture of this freaking guy. That's how he's dressed every day.
Oh, God.
In the middle of Times Square.
What is it?
What's the website?
He looks like a star of a gay porno movie.
Yeah. What's the website? We'll give him a plug.
NakedCowboy.com.
NakedCowboy.com.
How does that represent New York? Like, what the hell does that have anything to do with New York?
No, it's the fake New York, the Times Square New York.
Like Fabio and a cowboy.
Cowbell Bill.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? That was
Happy.
What's going? Yeah. And we are moving on from Bar 9.
Oh, really?
Well, come on. 120 degrees with sewer waste dripping on you?
Bill, now, my brother called me up earlier. What is the reason we stopped playing a little after midnight?
I heard
you couldn't go on.
I had no water left in my body. My brain was starting to boil.
He said, "Guy." Joe, man, I can't remember any of the songs we're doing. he was dehydrated.
I got to be honest with you, man. I had half the Sam Adams at the station. I drank water the rest of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how bad it was.
It was really hot. People were sweating. Yeah. You can't believe the heat. Yeah.
It was literally like an oven.
And it was packed. So there's a bunch of people in there just sweating. It's disgusting.
A genetic cesspool just sitting there. It's disgusting, some of these people.
With everybody trying to move away from Sandy Kane.
Oh, that was funny, man. She had her own little space.
And I think she's the only one who didn't sweat.
Oh, that's right. She wasn't really sweating.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just being Zorba.
I was doing all the sweating. Mm. We, Steve Lynch, Jay Moore, Jay's wife, Nicole, and myself went out back. We were putting a little piece together.
Yeah.
We were sitting on this wrought iron steps or whatever. I mean, you know, nobody back there.
Right.
All of a sudden, this black guy shows up on the other side of the fence. He goes, I think you better move it on inside. I live here. And Jay was like, okay, we're going. And as we're, like, backing away, he's coming toward us. He's like, I'll bust you up.
Oh, really?
What are you talking about? Right? I mean, it was horrible, man.
Drunk white boys.
I just pictured this guy having all four heads on his cardboard mantle.
he needed some sleep. It was 10 o'clock.
All right, Bill. We're moving on from there, man. Take care.
Cool.
See you later.
Find another venue, right?
Yeah.
Jay, what's going on? Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I was about those video cameras, like the tourists and whatever.
Yeah.
Me and my friends used to do is go up to them and, like, they wouldn't be noticing, like, you standing right there. But when they're videotaping, you say something really perverted. They don't realize you're saying it. And then, like, they go home and watch your videotape back in Oklahoma. And they hear this crazy whatever, you know?
Yeah, because those mics pick up really good, especially when you're close. You could say,
right
really nasty
side.
Stuff. They'll never hear it because they're paying attention to what they're doing. But they get home and you just hear, like, the nastiest stuff. That's a good gag. Try that one.
I like that. Thanks, Jay.
I meant
to go somewhere else, obviously. Keith the Cop, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Just heard you guys talking about the Naked Cowboy guy.
Yeah. You've had run-ins with the Naked Cowboy, Keith?
Oh, yeah. A couple of times I've worked up in Times Square, and I tell you.
What's his deal? Is he trying to get a record deal or what?
He just goes around and plays with tips, and people tip him.
You guys trade thongs there, Keith?
So what's the deal with the Naked Cowboy?
Yeah, he plays tunes, and people put, like, money in his boot and stuff. But there's so many times tourists come up, they're, like, horrified with their small children. They're like, officer, that guy's over there. He's like, got no clothes on, playing a guitar.
Yeah, but it's New York. He's got enough clothes on. You just got to keep your privates covered.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just think, like, here you are. You're out to dinner in some nice place on outside of the cafe, and you're with your wife or something. Here comes this guy in a little thong just
strumming on the guitar.
Look at us bitching. That's the only thing that's going on that's a little crazy in Times Square these days.
Yeah,
that's pretty much
that's
it.
True. That's really the extent of it.
You back up 10 or 15 years, it would have been crackheads, prostitutes, naked women all over the streets.
Yeah.
And then we're bitching about one guy.
You walk down the wrong street, you would absolutely see a hooker servicing somebody right out in the open behind a dumpster. Now it's like, oh, my God, there's a guy in his tidy whiteies out in Times Square. Go get him.
Yeah. All right, Kate, thank you.
Peace.
Mike, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. Mike, come on. Let's go.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right.
For starters, I want to say thank you. I got my first wow today on Staten Island.
Congratulations.
There you go.
In a Kmart parking lot on Highland Boulevard.
Right. See, it worked. How long have you been trying?
Well, I just got my stickers about 2 weeks ago. I had a couple of homemade ones, but I had no luck for about a month.
See, it's like fishing. It's like fishing.
Today.
Hey, that's great. That's pretty good. Some guys, you know, and it's taken a lot longer than that.
Well, I tell you what the funniest part was. The girl said to me after she said it, you know, she was really nice looking. And she's like, you know, are you going to return the favor? I said, sure, no problem. So I gave her a little bit of a manly wow right back at her.
Hey, boy, Mike, that's hot. Glad you shared it with us.
You know, so I just want to say thank you guys and keep going.
All right.
Okay,
terrific. I got instant feedback here from Sue. I've been out on my Harley for the past 2 hours. Just stopped to get food and fuel. I've been spotted. Because a lot of lights have flashed and horns honked. I have the WOW stickers on the front and back of my helmet. So you can't miss me. I'm getting ready to get back out on the road. I'm now in the Trenton area. Has anyone called in yet to let you know they've seen me out and about WOWing?
There you go.
Chick on a Harley WOWing like crazy today. Nice.
Oh, going back. Quickly to Bar 9.
Yeah.
Joey Big Arms checking in. Said the worst part was Sandy Kane. She sits next to Stalker Patty. Stalker Patty gets up in disgust and walks away. Stalker Patty, disgusted, gets up and walks away.
Well, if you remember, Stalker Patty's kind of like a germaphobe, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sandy Kane, who knows what you're going to catch from her. No, it was funny yesterday, speaking of Sandy Kane, and I got to give Jim Norton props because I told, like, Stinky the line today, and he was dying. Norton had a line yesterday, but it was so busy in the studio, I just don't think anyone heard it. Garrett Morris from SNL was in here, right?
God.
Just acting like a complete lunatic. I think we got some tape of Garrett. We'll play a little later on in the show if you missed it. And out of nowhere, he's singing what? Amazing Grace?
Yeah.
Amazing Grace with Sandy Kane, and he starts hugging her like crazy.
Oh.
Not just a little hug. He's all over. And Norton looks at that and goes, I'd rather hug Magic Johnson after he rolled around in barbed wire.
That's a good one.
Line of the day that not many people heard yesterday.
I had quite the problem last night, too. if you notice, Opie, we have a photo shoot going on today.
Yeah, you don't really look dressed for it.
I'm in a plain white T-shirt from Duane Reade.
Right.
You know what happened to my shirt last night? I'm blowing out a candle on the table because it was hotter than hell, and fire is the last thing I wanted in front of me. So I lift up the little candle to pull it toward me to blow it out. Wax spills from my neck down to my crotch, all over my shirt. It dries. Now, you can only imagine what it looks like. Yeah.
It don't look like wax.
So now I got to
check out Anthony. He's got man chowder on
his
shirt.
Exactly. That's what everyone was saying.
Man wax.
Look, I still got some what? Look. See that?
It looks like it.
It does, and it was all over my shirt.
Looks like someone wiped their mouth right on your thigh.
I walk up on stage, and everyone just starts goofing on me and laughing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Asses.
All right. We're just getting started. We got to get into the Ron and Fez thing big time.
Yes.
Big time. Wow, we got to talk. All right. There's a WOW sticker stop happening today. Speaking of getting WOW stickers. Black Earl will be at Pep Boys.
Pep Boys. Wow, what a coincidence. He's got no pep at all,
but he's going to
Pep Boys.
I told Earl today that we sent him on these WOW sticker stops to keep him busy.
Oh.
He wasn't really happy with me.
He showed up last night, and a bunch of people this morning were emailing saying, boy, he's just as boring in real life.
There you are.
All right, so WOW sticker stop with Earl at Pep Boys, 354 4th Avenue in Brooklyn. The van arrives at 4. Ha ha! And Earl's going to have WWF tickets to give away, so if you're in that area, you can get your WOW sticker for your ride, okay?
How long has Earl been in New York? His whole life.
His whole life.
He asks me today, where's the Brooklyn Bridge?
The Brooklyn Bridge, he asked.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He asked me where the Brooklyn Bridge is. If you live in New York and you worry, he's worked in Manhattan for how long?
Forever.
The Brooklyn Bridge.
Just tell him it's the big pretty one.
Jeez. He wants to buy it.
Yeah. Some guy offered a good deal.
Andrea. Hello.
She's not picked up for some reason.
Someone picked that up.
Why would they pick that up?
No,
maybe this phone isn't working.
Ah.
Andrea.
Yeah, when you hit it, it goes away.
Hey, that is really weird.
Gotta fix that.
All right. Anyway, we'll take our first break. It's Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. But for the newer city, seriously, what? You were talking to us, Sink?
No, Earl. What was Earl talking to?
Oh, Earl on 12. All right, hold on. Earl. Earl, what's up?
That is not true. I just said, how do we get to the Brooklyn Bridge? I know where the Brooklyn Bridge is.
That's pretty much where's the Brooklyn Bridge.
I meant the quickest way to get to the Brooklyn Bridge from the station. What are you talking about?
Earl, how long have you worked in Manhattan?
I don't drive. I don't go to Brooklyn. I don't know. That's why I asked. What's the quickest way to get to the Brooklyn Bridge?
Okay, Earl. Fine.
Ben, side note on Earl. We went out to dinner with Earl.
One more thing.
Yeah. What up, Earl?
Tell those mutants on the message board, they can go eat one.
What's your problem, Earl? What's wrong? Earl?
Boring. Boring, yeah. You live your life to a message board and I'm boring?
Wait a second. Touché for Earl. Look at that. You live your life through a message board and I'm boring.
Earl, that's pretty good, man.
How boring you are.
That's pretty good, Earl. Bravo.
Earl got real brave last night. A bunch of us went out to a Japanese restaurant, and Earl thought he was going to be cool and attempt to eat this wasabi pork thing. And then what was his cockamamie excuse after?
I'll eat that. And then he comes up with this bull excuse.
I can't eat pork because I get hives and my neck explodes.
You could have just said you were a Muslim.
Earl?
Yes.
Comment? You get hives from pork?
I can't eat pork. I'm sorry.
But you're black, dude.
Oh, Rick. Filthy swine. That's what the pork is.
All right, Earl. Well, go to that sticker stop, all right, in Brooklyn. Pet Boys, 354 4th Avenue. You'll be there, what, by 4?
4 o'clock.
No way.
No way.
Are you even... Where are you right now?
We're on the FDR.
All right, you're making...
We're on the approach to the FDR.
All right. Have fun, all right?
Thank you.
We look forward to your next phone call with great anticipation.
Great anticipation.
Good line today, Earl. Got to give you props.
Thank you.
You the man. There he goes, Earl.
He goes. He wasn't asking where the Brooklyn Bridge is. He was asking how to get to it.
Right.
Isn't that where is it?
Isn't that the same thing? Come on. Pretty close. All right. Wow, there's lots going on the phone lines. I just want to tell people in new cities, this WOW thing is really a lot of fun, and there's a lot of ladies that will definitely do this for you.
Yeah.
But and it works like a charm in New York, and it's working like a charm in Philly already.
Yeah.
We asked two things, and we're dead serious about this. Don't harass the ladies. Don't force the ladies to do anything. There's plenty of women that will do this on their own, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't follow them. Don't do any of that crap. Just put the WOW in your car and enjoy the view when it happens, okay?
That's it.
Want to hit the WOW song, and we'll be back.
WOW.
Flash your boobies at girls.
Flash your boobies at girls.
Show your man.
Miami. All the news you need to know and boobs.
This is WOW, the Wow Radio Station.
OP, Anthony, 1027.
WOW. I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who's fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
I'm loving the new Cake, Anthony. Back with the show. Little taste of short skirt, long jacket from Cake.
Hey.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Our national number, 866-277-4WOW. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was down in Disney Monday at their Blizzard Beach Resort.
Yeah.
Which is like the action park.
Yep.
And I got a live example of hose them down, let's keep the ride running.
What happened?
Wait, let Anthony explain this.
At Disney, when somebody gets injured...
Or killed.
They really try to keep it low key. They don't like the ambulances to scream up. What they do is they get rid of whoever is injured or dead very quickly, pull out the garden hose, spray it down, let's get the people back on the attractions. It's the Disney... It's the Disney way. Yeah, the Disney way. Hose it down, get the rides running again. So what's up, Dave?
Well, it was that five-lane toboggan run, like they have at Action Park.
Yeah.
And the guy was in the outside lane and kind of bounced out of the water and dragged the inside of his leg on the concrete.
Ow.
Yeah. And, you know, there's just this line of blood going down the sidewalk. And from nowhere, it was like the Secret Service, these two lifeguards pop up. Drag the guy out, and you could tell, you know, he didn't want to move. Put him, you know, put his shoulder, put him around his shoulders, like, let's get you to first aid.
Yeah.
And they start dragging him off, and this hose, like, from nowhere, and they're spraying down the pavement, getting the blood off, and the lifeguard's waving up top. All right, let's get the next crew down.
See, it's literally, they just hose it down and keep it going.
Yes, absolutely.
They don't need bad publicity. The hose people just come from nowhere. Pop right up, hose it down, and disappear. Right.
Out of a trap door.
Yeah.
They got a whole thing going on underneath Disney, a whole system to keep it working and keep it moving.
That's classic, Dave. Thank you.
Hey, can I just give an FU to whoever designed the monorail system at Newark?
You just did, sure.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Andrea.
Hello.
Andrea, what's
Andrea.
Up?
Andrea.
Hey, what's going
it's
on?
Andrea Bryan.
No, I don't like Andrea.
Okay.
We call that all throughout school.
It's Andrea Bryan.
Andrea, right?
Andrea.
All right, and you're listening on WYSP in Philly, right?
Yes, I am.
So what's the word?
I just wanted to say that when I first listened to you, I was listening to you that day that you bet that guy $1,000 that you wouldn't be on, and I couldn't stand you, but like you said, I just kept listening to you every day to see what you were going to say next, and I find, like, Once you get over your wacky sense of humor, I think you guys are both the funny guys.
Wacky. Wait, I wouldn't consider our humor wacky.
Is it wacky?
Sense of humor.
I think it's a twisted sense of humor. That doesn't.
Well, that too.
Is not
right,
logical.
No, I just wanted to say you guys are all right.
So we're growing on you a little bit, right?
Huh?
We're growing on you.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Where is that tool that bet us $1,000? Because if he's not listening, we got to pay him. So call up if that was you. Because he's listening, you jackass.
All right. We should get into the Ron and Fez thing. Ron and Fez, of course, do the show right before us here.
Yeah.
For now.
Their crack producer, Al Dukes.
They do the show before us.
For now.
Oh, for now. For the time being.
For now. They're going to be probably moving again.
Those poor guys. They just keep throwing them around this station.
They did a really, really, really good bit
mm-hmm.
on their show recently, and it had something to do with us. It had something to do with everyone that works here at the radio station. Al?
Al Dukes, yeah.
Some guy I've never met, and that's the God's honest truth.
Well, that might be why he said certain things about you.
Sure.
He's their producer, I think.
Right.
And... they were drinking last weekend, I guess. And they got them all drunk, put them in front of a microphone, and started asking them questions about various people that work here.
Right.
At NEW.
Right.
Here in New York.
They asked him about 100 questions.
Yeah.
And we picked out some of the ones that pertain to us and other people that you would know from listening to this program. So, Oh, look at Ronnie with the sunglasses.
Hey.
We're moving?
What?
That's all I heard. We're moving.
What? Oh,
great.
Again?
All I can say is we hate you in Washington. I want to be one of the very first.
I brought in some more mail from Washington for you guys.
Yeah.
It's just coming in by the box load.
It's pretty crazy. They're already telling us they're not going to listen to us. We're not even down there yet.
We haven't uttered a peep.
We haven't said a word.
Nothing.
Wait a month from now.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Then they'll love you.
Boy, then it'll really come in.
It's going to be very interesting when we hit Washington.
Mm-hmm. What magazine's in here right now? Take a picture.
Oh, that's right.
Ron, you notice all the lights and cameras and stuff, huh?
It's like doing a show next to Christy Turlington with your faces.
Supermodel.
Anthony, pout for me a little bit.
Yeah, show
and
it.
And OB, check your watch. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Show me some love.
What magazine is this?
I don't know. We've lost track of this.
Is this
point.
Penny Saver? What are you doing now?
Penny Saver,
what's
yeah.
next?
This is just a small publication, called New York Magazine.
New York Magazine.
Ouch.
Yeah.
New
not
York
huge.
Magazine. Yeah, we're not even going to give this camera guy an effort because, you know,
we're so jaded now.
Yeah. We saved that one for Rolling Stone.
Oh, gee.
When's the Rolling Stone?
Oh, the collector's issues.
The guy's going to hit me with that lightsaber.
Right. Well, that's the thing about Opie. He only talks to Jan Wenner. He doesn't talk to anybody else.
No.
Only the bosses. Is. That's what we found out from our drunk producers.
I talk to everybody. I'm friendly.
Yeah.
I bow to you guys. This is a great bit. A great bit.
Our producer, Lightweight, not a big drinker, and we got him drunk after the show on Friday. The first thing I had him do was write a note to Jeremy Coleman.
That's our boss.
Yeah. So he writes some stuff to Jeremy, and I was like, you know, you're 120 pounds and English. And then I took it and shoved it under Jeremy's door while he's yelling, don't you do it! Don't you do that! Don't you do that! I got no place else to go!
Man, you got a mean streak. I like that.
And he's there, and he's so drunk he can't move, but he's laying on the floor with a ruler trying to...
Trying to retrieve it.
Trying to get it back.
I got nowhere else to go! I got nowhere else to go! Okay, mayonnaise, come with me. Come with me, mayonnaise. That's what I was looking for. You broke.
I broke you. Now it's okay, mayonnaise.
Yeah. Now you're fine. Now you can hug me.
Yeah.
Now you can hug my leg. I got nowhere else to go!
So you make him write the note.
Yeah, we make
him
write
the note.
You
slide it under the boss's door right in front of him.
Attacking his weight and ethnic background.
Nice.
He's a tiny little man.
Right.
And I think the word parakeet came up in there somewhere.
Oh, no.
You should never say.
No.
Yeah.
You don't call people parakeets.
And then we took him in the production room and we just asked him about different people that work here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And good news, he likes you.
Yeah.
Well, that's, boy, I'm just thrilled to death about that one.
You're very popular with our producer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Very thrilled about that.
But I bet you've never even met the guy.
Honestly, yeah. I hadn't up until that point. I really hadn't.
According to him, Anthony, you even talked to the interns.
I think,
what a guy.
here's the situation.
Yeah, get me lunch.
I guess.
And I have three interns here today that'll back me up on that statement.
Is that right?
Well, hey, can you go to Crystal and get me some soup and a biscuit?
I always go to an intern's, good news, you're carrying the pot, all right? Put this in a balloon. I want you to put it somewhere private.
And your on-air name will be Mule.
Mm. Right. And now you're a spy. Now you're a spy. So this is good. Now you're in. Now you're going to be one of us. But don't look at me on the plane.
That's classic.
Stay far away from me, but not too far away. I don't think you're running on me.
Yeah.
I go, really? I'm going, yeah. Don't let that balloon break. Double bag it or you'll die.
Classic. Classic.
So you asked him a bunch of questions about various people.
Yeah. And, where do we want to start here, Fuzzy? What's some of the good ones we
have? We'll go right from the top, if that's cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Where he describes what he thinks of the Opie and Anthony show.
All right.
He describes our show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's your producer, Al, very drunk.
If for some reason you had to rank the guys at NEW.
That's a different clip.
That's a different clip completely.
I got a bad list.
You got a bad list?
We all got a bad list.
I got a bum list then, too.
Uh-oh.
Rick, the producer that doesn't do anything, according to Al.
No. Rory gave me this copy. The number 15 is, I guess it's the way you set it up. That should be fine, right?
That should be fine?
Description of the show.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
Now there's a problem.
Now we got a problem with Rory, one of the other people that Ant says hi to.
I know what they did.
Yeah.
These numbers are wrong. There's 19 cuts on here, so we got to start from one.
Well, you don't want to run through all 19 cuts, trust me.
Okay. All right, so here he is describing the O&A show.
Opie and Anthony.
Very laid back. Love the show.
Hey!
So far, so good.
All right,
so far, nice.
He likes you guys.
Oh, thank God. I care about what he thinks.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Conviction.
Here's the other beauty of him. He's one of these guys. He's got a master's degree in broadcasting.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So he went to school for 6 years.
Seriously.
To be the guy.
To get our sandwiches.
That I scream at if I didn't get my free Weezer tickets. What the F is wrong with you? I'm standing down here like a moron! I'll kill you!
I saw him, Mr. Bennington! I saw him!
Take your pants down!
I got nowhere else to go!
Stand in the corner with your pants down!
Hey. My pants are down!
Who's a bad girl? Who's a bad girl?
I'm a bad girl. I'm Al Duke. Bad girl.
Don't make fun of Weezer, man. Wasn't for Weezer, there's a radio station in New York that would have nothing to do. All right, so the second clip, which will be 20 on everyone's list.
That would be one person to get rid of from the Opie and Anthony show. If you could get rid of one person on your staff.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Corey,
you.
Let's dump producer Rick Delgado.
Why is that?
Not sure what he does exactly.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Now, basically, he has the same job as Rick.
Right.
Right.
So what he's saying, whatever he does, Rick, isn't doing.
Isn't doing.
Where's Rick? Does he have a response to that?
He's crying.
He doesn't know what he does.
And matter-of-factly stated, too. Didn't even have to think of that
He really didn't toil.
Wasn't even a pause.
No. Actually, I think he said that before he started drinking.
Oh, really? That was just something he said. Something he says every day. What does Rick do? I guess Rick doesn't want to talk about that.
No.
He's that furious.
No, know what it is. He's actually working. I swear to God.
Rick's doing some...
That's such an act.
Right.
He's setting up a new bit for our show today.
Nice.
And if it could be a beauty. We'll see. Or it could fail miserably.
Yeah.
That's going to happen after you guys, though, of course.
All right. Sure.
Okay, third track here, which would be number 27 on your list. Mm-hmm.
I guess this is what he thinks of people on the Opie and Anthony show.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Opie.
Opie of the Opie and Anthony crew. Opie is more standoffish. I notice Anthony will talk to anybody.
Oh, my God.
And Opie kind of picks his people. He'll talk to Ron and Fez, but maybe not the producers. Whereas Opie I've even seen talking to Puddin, of all people.
I think
he meant Anthony.
Yeah. Stinky's a nice guy. I like him.
Oh, he likes Stinky.
He likes Stinky.
Standoffish. Is that Russian?
Yeah.
Standoffish.
I really don't even know this guy. I finally met
him
on your show a couple days ago.
He wants to know you.
Take the time out, right, and just get to know these people, and you wouldn't have this reputation of being standoffish.
Yeah, I got
it. Well, why don't you two get together?
Hell no.
Getaway weekend.
No.
Myrtle Beach.
Getaway weekend.
Pumpkin picking.
Wow.
It's nothing personal. I don't even hang out with my family. Why am I going to hang out with Al? Al Duke. All right, what's the fourth cut?
This is what he thinks about the Don and Mike show.
Oh, all right, geez. A little bit of a... contrast. He talks about our show. Let's see what he thinks about other shows.
He talked about everyone.
All right.
Don and Mike.
No one knows who Frida is. I've heard the show for many years. I still don't know who Frieda. I'm not sure who Don or Mike is, to be honest with you.
is he doing a bit?
No.
He's
very drunk at this point.
Yeah, he's very drunk and he's speaking his mind.
So he's laying out other shows.
And while we're interviewing him, we're feeding him more and more beer to keep it at a level, at a pitch.
All right, moving on. Another thing about us.
This is what he thinks of Anthony.
Ah, thank God.
Anthony I like because he will talk to anyone, interns, other producers. God. He's very friendly. He seems to be very happy with being in radio. I like him a lot.
Holy
are you happy with being in radio?
You sure
you didn't feed this guy acid?
Right.
I love it. Why, you don't think I'm friendly, Opie?
Oh, everyone else laughed. Right.
Why?
You walk around and talk to everybody around here.
I speak with a lot of people. I'm cordial. I don't sit down and have conversations with them, but I give them a nice hello, how you doing kind of thing.
And when you stroll into the office, you grow roots on your chair and you get on your computer. That's it.
Absolutely.
And you tell the interns to get you lunch.
Get you lunch.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to a client? Seriously, Ann.
A client?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talk to a lot.
Because they say, I talk to clients, and they go, yeah, we met Opie and the guy who keeps his head on the desk when you're talking to him. People have said you've napped during their sales pitch.
I could defend Anthony on that one. Some of those are pretty boring.
Please.
All right, this is what he thinks of Rick from our show.
Rick? Yeah. Rick Delgado?
I'm not sure what Rick does. I think that a lot of the show is more Opie and Anthony, and they tell him what they're doing.
Wow.
Hey, Rick. Thanks, Al.
Rick, comment?
Well, let's see.
I don't know show prep?
I don't think I've ever been responsible for a show going off the air, Fabulous Sports Babe.
Wow. Al Dukes was the producer of the Fabulous Sports Babe show.
Oh, he was. Yeah.
Syndicated.
The fat pig that would talk sports?
Yeah, that's fair.
And then, of course, I think Al's getting confused with what he does from what I do.
Oh, okay.
You don't like the Fabulous Sports Babe?
Awful. That was an awful show.
Well, he was the guy that used to towel her off and get a fresh Coke.
Oh, God.
45 more minutes, baby. Come on. Come on.
Got her packed in ice chips.
Then we're having shrimp. You want shrimp, don't you, babe? She wasn't in ice chips, though.
All right.
He had a huge fan.
And this is the guy who was asking me a few weeks ago, hey, can I tail around with you for a couple of days?
Did he say that?
And see how, because your show runs so smooth and everything. I'm like, whatever.
It sounds like you want your job.
Sounds like it.
Maybe he would just wanted to finally find out what you do. Like, it was just a clever way for him to go, what does he do? I got to say.
Yeah.
I'll tell him.
Right. Rick seems like one of the legitimately angered people by this.
Yeah, sure.
That didn't laugh at all.
There's a couple.
I don't care what he thinks of me.
Well, no, you care less.
Well, there's another clip.
It's not like you have to talk to him.
No, I don't care, though. Well, speaking of which, this is what he thinks of me.
Opie.
Opie's very quiet and will talk to other hosts, like Ron and Fez, but not their producers.
So he's upset you don't talk with the other show's producers.
Now, I could explain that one.
All right.
Anthony and I have been at this radio station for over 3 years.
Check.
We have seen hundreds, not a hundred, hundreds of people come and go since we've been here in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So often.
It's gotten to the point, why get to know some of these people? Because, you know, they're going to be gone in 3 months.
Like, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like the wars. It's kind of like being in Vietnam or something.
When you're in the NOM and you've been there, you know, you're short, you don't have much time left. The newbies come in. You don't want to get to know them because they're just going to wind up exploding next to you, and you'll feel bad if you know them. So you just want to sit there. And
you give them a number.
Yeah, right, give them a number.
It makes it a lot easier when you find out that they have been let go.
When you see them laying in the body bag with the toe tag on, it doesn't affect you. You don't care. You know.
What if you find it? If you see the picture of their wife and kids.
Yeah.
Then you start to feel
kind
bad.
Of a drag.
If he shows you the photo of his best gal that he's going to marry when he gets home.
Yeah.
It's over, Johnny.
Now, some of this is dull, though, but where is he giving them nicknames? I like when he's giving O&A nicknames.
I want to hear what he says about Steve.
Wait, no.
Oh, you want Steve?
Yeah, it's not dull for the people that know this show. We should just keep going. I love this stuff. But in all fairness, because I know you guys will be around for a long time.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to get to know your staff now, sure.
Well, our staff.
Well, their staff isn't around for long.
Actually, we've gone through.
That's
a lot
the
of
other
staff.
Problem. You guys should take the blame for that. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up, Anthony.
No problem, Opie.
How many people have you had working for your show since you've been here?
That's why we keep moving, so they can't find us.
Let me ask
we
you
talked
this.
About one of your guys last week and found out you fired him that afternoon.
The
swear
foot
to God.
Guy?
Yeah.
The foot photo guy?
Yeah, but what did he do next that he got fired for?
Yeah, what did he do?
What was the next thing?
He did something crazy.
We went on the air and talked about how you had one of your guys from your show walking around this place trying to get pictures of everyone's feet that work here.
Yeah.
Went on the air to talk about it, then we wanted you guys on to talk about it, and you go, oh, we just fired him.
What did he do? What was the straw?
I think he came in there with a patch over his eye, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But in our defense, we never hire our people. They just hand it to us.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And go, here's the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Jerks.
All right. Yeah, we can move on to the what he thinks of Ben from our show.
Yeah.
Who sits to my left here.
Yeah.
Ben Sparks.
Ben I like a lot.
Oh.
He seems like a good guy.
Oh. Oh. Seems like a good guy.
Look at how that. Much does he like? Hey,
obviously, man. He'd never been drinking with Ben.
No.
He'd love
get away from me, you ass.
Ben, will you be adding him to your middle-of-the-night phone call list?
Yeah. He's never gotten the drunk phone call from Ben at 3 in the morning.
Benny, are you a phoner?
Ben's that guy.
Ben's the guy that likes to call real
He'll call you up.
So we're hanging out, man. Meet me. I'm going to be at this club. We're hanging, man. So cool. You're not going to show.
Yeah.
You're not going to show. Faggot. Show up, you faggot.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Maybe you're too busy. Well, you probably get the call after the girl ex-girlfriends.
What's that?
You call an ex-girlfriends late at night, too?
No, I don't.
I'm glad Years I ago. Asked you. I'm glad I asked you. I'm with a new girl now. Prettier and better.
I am actually, so right. over you.
I would do that in college. That is something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You always end with the C word.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Because that pisses him off.
And then finally, I'm coming over. I am coming over.
I don't need you anymore. You're a bitch. You're a C. And I'm so glad I'm done with you. And I'll be over in 5 minutes because I'm going to tell you to your face.
I got to talk to you about something I'm making for you. I'm making it for you now.
All right. Should we go down to what here?
Melissa's good.
All right, Melissa's good.
Oh,
we talk about Melissa on the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She was hired to
spokesmodel.
She was hired to be a spokesmodel for the radio station by Kent Stevens, who she's having an affair with on the side.
Oh my God! I hear that's not true.
No, it's
from who?
It's definitely true. And she was hired to be high, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it works,
Melissa.
That's not that name's not ringing a bell.
The NEW spokesmodel.
Oh yeah. I don't know too much about Melissa. It's a lot of makeup for me. I'm not normally don't go for that type of girl.
Oh God!
Ouch!
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 Mm-hmm. He's being picky.
Yeah, right.
He's insane. Melissa's very lovely.
Of course.
Yeah. Beautiful.
All right, let's move on here.
Who would you most like to go out and drink with, Al?
I would say that Anthony guy from the Opie and Anthony show. Seems like a nice guy. He's worked more of the blue-collar type of job most of his life and seems happy that he's now in radio. I'd like to go out drinking with him. He's down to earth, as they say.
Who says that?
Who says I'm down to earth?
He sees you as Springsteen.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, you that's, know?
Yeah, I'm like a Springsteen. Right. I'm like the working man's hero, right? That's me.
Nice.
Nice. That's a good one for you.
Don't wait for my phone call for us to go out drinking, Al Dukes, okay?
What, seriously, go somewhere. We'll go to Six Flags with him.
Six Flags.
Go where?
Six Flags.
Flags. Never mind.
With the L, you idiot.
If you think that was complimentary, hear this next cut about Anthony.
All right.
Al, this will be completely your opinion, but of the men at WNEW, who do you think is the most hung?
Oh, God.
The most hung?
The bad question. Who do you think has the biggest unit?
I'm going to go with Chuck from the radio show. I'm going to go with the stereotype of the black guy. I'm going to go with that one. Chuck from the radio show.
All right. That's a give me.
The radio chick show.
So who would be number two then, right behind Chuck?
Number two. I'll go with Anthony.
The man you want to drink with.
Sure. He seems like a nice guy.
He wants to drink with you. And
he thinks I have a big one.
Oh, my dear sweet Jesus.
Hung and drunk. That's how he likes the man.
Yeah.
Got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
Who doesn't like their men like that?
Well, you're a blue-collar guy, but he's wearing a collar.
That's great.
Well, you like Anthony's white T-shirt for the photo shoot?
Today? Yeah.
See, I gave up. I don't care anymore. I'm so jaded with these things.
Did you have time to put the little American flag in the back of your jeans there, Springsteen?
Yeah. See? I need a bandana. I'm set. I'm going to tie a bandana around my leg.
This gets really good now. You want to set this one up, Fezzy?
Is this the physical characteristics?
Yeah,
physical characteristics.
All right, I'm not sure about this one, but we asked about people on the staff.
I don't know about that one.
I think that one might be a little dull.
Oh, really?
It's very complimentary there, and he doesn't understand the question. He just starts calling everyone friendly and laid back.
I like to know the new nicknames.
The new nicknames?
Yeah, okay. That one.
The next one over.
Well, the physical characteristics. What did he say about Ben? He thinks Ben has good physical characteristics.
Yeah, he was too into Ben. Ben comes up a little later. Yeah. No nicknames you like.
All right, let's go to new nicknames.
Let's change some things up here, Al.
Sure, go ahead.
All right.
I heard him drinking
Everyone
the beer.
Around here is basically friendly to each other.
Very friendly.
How about you give everyone a new nickname?
All right.
We'll name somebody.
Sure.
You give them a nickname. Matt Devote.
Sales whore.
Hey!
One of our sales guys. Yeah.
Sales whore.
Say that.
Why?
Sure. Because he'll set something up with you and say, hey, the Planet Java people are coming. There's three people coming. And all of a sudden, there's six people in the hallway.
That makes him a whore.
A little bit. Trying to get in on the show content as opposed to the advertising.
Mm. Great product, by the way.
Opie
is a little standoffish to the other producers.
You have to give him a nickname, Al.
A nickname. Cocky.
You would want to say, hi, Cocky.
Cocky.
A little bit.
I thought
Anthony?
I was Cocky.
No, that's his girl.
Oh.
Nice guy. Would even talk to the interns.
Nickname, Al.
Friendly.
I'm friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony's friendly.
That's nice.
It's the Cocky and Friendly show then, huh?
A little bit in the afternoons.
How about a new nickname for Jeremy?
That's
Jeremy,
awesome.
Nice guy. That's the nickname.
That's the nickname. Nice guy Jeremy?
Sure.
Sure, okay.
That's the nickname.
All right, let's end it up probably five guys.
The five guys.
Yeah. Now he starts rating people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If for some reason you had to rank the guys at NEW.
If for some reason.
Right. What guys would you do if you had to?
If I had to.
Nazis had your parents.
And I'm not gay. I like that Eric in sales.
He doesn't even pause.
God.
He first goes, I'm not gay. Hey, I like that Eric in sales.
Not a blink.
Right.
Ugh. Hey, I like that Eric in sales. Nice.
Yeah, he's got a nice head.
It goes without saying.
Ugh.
He's a nice guy. Number two. Tough call. Ben's not bad.
Ben for the Opie and Anthony show.
Ben.
Not bad, Ben.
Not bad,
nice, Ben.
Ben. How like
you're number
Ben.
Two with a bullet.
He would bang you.
Wow, that's hard.
That's harsh. Is right.
He seems like a nice guy. Well, he seems more like a nice guy. He gets it. He gets the radio thing.
He's gonna get it.
He gets it. This is so gay, man.
So he'd cuddle afterwards?
Not sure that he'd cuddle, and I'm not gay.
It doesn't matter how many times he makes sure we know he's not gay. He's gay.
That's gay saying that.
He came in with this list.
But I think he is a fun guy.
Oh. Number three.
See what
on
he's
the
doing?
List of you're not gay.
Oh, go, sorry.
What he's doing here, he's picking guys based on how they would be in a relationship.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Like, nice guy. Not even like how maybe he would perceive them, how maybe a girl would look at
right.
him.
Right.
How he would be treated.
An attractive guy or something. Or maybe girls would find him attractive. And as if you were a gay guy, you would find someone attractive, just basically physical. But he gets into, yeah, you know, maybe go out. You know, in the whole, he gets into this relationship. Ben seems like a nice guy I can hang with, and, you know, we'll make some Orville Redenbacher and rent some movies.
Look, man, if I had to do that, if there was a gun to my head and yeah. I knew the guy was going to pull the trigger, I would name five names, that's it, and leave. I wouldn't explain nothing.
You know, nice.
Right. You know what I mean? I wouldn't get into why, even though I'm not gay, why I would pick these people.
Three simple words. I am gay.
Number three on the list of you're not gay, but guys at NEW
right.
still do.
Definitely not gay.
Who's number three?
And number three is an excellent question. Let me think.
Oh. Excellent question.
Oh. That Craig Schwab seems like a nice guy.
The assistant PD.
The assistant PD, you would know.
Hope's getting sick.
Does he explain?
I thought he was a pushover.
He seems like he's very nice, though. And the fabulous sports babe also speaks highly of him.
So sexually, he would come in three.
If I were gay, and I'm not.
If you were gay.
Sure, I'll...
Joke's on them, because I'm not gay.
Give him a three.
If you were gay, who'd be number four at NEW?
Number four is an excellent question. Now, that Gary sales guy who does a lot of the porn side seems like a nice guy.
Oh,
Gary
Blum.
One of the sales managers.
Gary Blum.
He's going for an older gentleman.
Yes.
How old is Al?
The Silver Fox.
The Silver Fox.
Yeah. That Gary. He's got all the experience you'd want.
Gary's been doing sales in this town for probably longer than we've been alive.
Right.
And he's known as the guy that sells porn sites.
Yeah,
right.
Now that's the guy that sells the porn sites.
This guy has closed some really big deals in this town, and that's how he's known now, according to Al.
Gary Blum?
Gary Blum is a good example. He's funny.
Hey, a few laughs.
He's always with the porn sites and trying to sell you on how great they are.
And finally, number five.
Number five. That punchy guy from the sports guy show is nice. And he's also a virgin.
Like, yeah. Oh, man.
Holy ass.
So it's
man.
Not taste sweet.
He's tight.
Yeah, right? You know, you're going to want that.
How does he know he's a virgin?
And
like
not only that.
First.
What, everybody else isn't a virgin as far as gay sex goes?
Ben?
Like, hey,
Ben?
He's a virgin, but, you know, the other guys are all worn out.
And what does it matter if that's...
Especially the Silver Fox. The Silver Fox, Gary Blum.
I know you guys are in a hurry, but at one point he does tell us about his sexual experience.
Oh, yeah. It's
74,
pathetic.
Just to embarrass him a little more. 74, I believe.
He does have... some experience with women.
Oh, well, great.
All right, this is his experience with women?
Yeah.
Al drunk, talking about everything.
Eric.
Eric's a nice guy, makes a good living.
Oh, where'd I go?
He seems to have the key accounts on the...
Oh, God, he's talking about why he'd have sex with Eric. Because he's got the key accounts at the station.
You want that?
Sure.
Is this
a sugar daddy?
He's got a hot fare.
You want a sugar daddy?
He could take you away on hot fare. First time you had sex, Al.
First time you had sex.
I was 22.
22.
A little older than normal.
Sure. It was after college graduation?
It was in my senior year last semester.
Wow. Who was the girl?
A nice girl named Denise.
What happened?
This was actually interesting because I completed before I got in.
All right, so
holy ass! He's a dribbler. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They did not dump out of that, right?
They made it on Ron and Fez's show. Yeah, it better not be dumped out of our show.
Holy
yeah.
Wait, I got to hear that.
We got the whole thing on. So this.
Hold on. I got to hear that again.
Even drunk. It's interesting because I completed before I got in.
All right, so you were so excited.
Very excited. Nice looking girl. On her shirt.
On her shirt.
Yeah.
So the shirt must have been really hot.
Was nothing abnormal. Probably a sweatshirt, cut off sweatshirt.
And you're taking that as losing your virginity.
At that time in my life, I was able to go more than once in a night, so it was completed that night. Yeah.
So that was just a nuisance batch. You got that out of the way.
Yeah, I got that out of the way immediately.
What did you say to her when you sprayed her shirt?
Sorry.
That's some good stuff, man.
And if you guys ever want it, 76, he explains how long he can last with a woman.
Yeah, that's the very next one.
We can have it.
He lays himself out here.
This is really bad and sad.
Okay, here we go. The final one.
When's the last time you were with a girl?
Yeah, probably December.
Right before we met you.
Right.
Sure.
Right before we met.
What was the situation there, Al?
The situation there was she was a little bit younger and I think needed to explore more of her lifestyle.
Did she want a guy who didn't spray on her shirt?
Possibly. I was a little quick to the draw.
Again?
That's correct. But I do other things that like, sometimes make up for that.
Like what?
Well, I'll do the things that some guys don't do.
What's that?
Some of the other things with the mouth.
You think other guys don't give oral?
Something other guys don't do. What is he talking about?
All I can figure out was dishes.
I've heard from a lot of girls that a lot of guys just kind of go through the motions. They're not into it.
What's your secret? What's your munching secret?
Slow down.
Slow it down.
That's correct.
How long do you take during oral?
I'll do 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
How about sexually? How long do you last?
Yeah, not more than a few moments.
Just a few moments?
That's correct.
Why is that?
I'm not sure. I think it's perhaps that I'm not used to that feel.
I'm a woman.
How old are you?
I'm 20. I'll be 32 this year.
32?
Oh, my God.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
So
quick draw McGraw, man.
So awful. All right, you're 32,
yes, 31,
but you're not
32.
Used to the feel yet sexually.
Right.
So what's the longest you've ever lasted with a woman?
Well, there was one girl that I got kind of bored of that I would be able to go maybe a half hour.
Right.
But I was bored.
But what's the average for you, first time with a girl?
Honestly, probably 5 pumps.
5 pumps!
5?
I'm the 5 pump kid.
And you know you feel it building up by 2. You know by 2 right. It's over.
Yeah, by 2 you're going through baseball stats.
Right.
It's over.
By 2 there's no turning back.
Yeah, the last 3 is you just making an effort.
Already on borrowed time.
That's funny.
5 pumps and you're done?
Sure.
What do you say to her?
Well, hopefully it's the type of girl that likes the other thing first. And they enjoy that moment, and then I go.
Then you get yours.
Sure.
I see.
Yeah, I see.
There you wow.
Hey.
Bravo, guys. Bravo.
Buddy, I know he could last a lot longer with Ben.
Or that virgin boy.
The virgin.
Works down the hall. Yeah.
Hey, he said he's not used to that feel.
Right.
That feel.
The feel of cotton.
He's used 32, he said he was?
Yeah.
He may be used to another feel.
And I wonder why Opie never says hi to him.
Will you start talking to him now, Ope?
Now it's going to be awkward. Hey, what's up? How are you? Hey.
Hi, 5 pump.
5 pumps.
Yeah, I'll
5 pumps. Sit by me at lunch.
I'll say hi to 5 pump. The 5 pump kid coming our way. Well, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
It's Ron and Fez.
Ron and Fez.
They're on before us here in
just
New York.
Just let us know when and where you're going to move us, Ope.
Just tell us when and where, Ope. We'll be there for
soon
you.
To be heard on some of the stations we're heard on, Anthony.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Some of these fine radio stations that you're listening to us on right now.
The puppet master. Again, toys with us, Fez.
Pull the string.
Pull the string.
Fezzy, look. Ope's got a carrot. Chase it.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get that carrot. I'm going to get it.
Pull the string! Pull the string!
Have Al chase the carrot, okay?
Ben?
Thanks, guys. Hey, Louis Black is outside from The Daily Show. He's going to join the party today.
And Cindy Williams calling in.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Going to start our new bit today. Our new bit.
What is?
I can't say.
Ahead.
You'll have to wait and see. We'll be back.
Whip 'em out Wednesday.
Oh, man. One man's galore.
Wow, 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 wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I love that.
Opie and Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
With the Opie and Anthony Show. Don't panic. We had to do a long commercial break there because we went really, really long.
Yes.
We went really long with the Ron Fez thing, which was really good. But we're back on track now, okay? 866-277-4WOW if you want to get a hold of the show today. Louis Black in studio from The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Louis?
Oh, yeah, they screwed up my dry cleaning, so I'm real happy.
Yeah?
Yeah, they washed it, dried, and folded it. Has that ever happened to you?
What's wrong with folding?
You don't wash dry cleaning, okay? It's dry cleaning.
Right.
Oh, that was the way the day started.
So they washed it.
Yeah, they washed it. It's a job. It's a monkey job. One bag is washed, dry, fold. The other bag is dry cleaning.
Dry cleaning. You got to get your...
And you don't even pretend. And you don't even pretend you're doing it. Just pretend. Iron it. Send it back dirty. I don't care.
They're not monkeys that do your laundry, Louis.
No, they're not.
They're chinks.
It's... Oh, okay. Wow.
Awful.
Wow.
Awful.
Wow.
I heard you're getting very into your clothes these days.
Oh, yeah, that's...
People have told us.
I know. Mercurio.
Mercurio told us you're getting very into your clothing.
Well, Paul Mercurio's career is reduced to hanging onto me like some giant blood-sucking tick. Oh, man, let me get what little tiny bit of fame Lewis has and suck it and try to make it my own off of my clothes. I wear clothes on stage. That's the thing. What am I wearing today? I'm wearing, like, a T-shirt and
very nice T-shirt. That's not a T-shirt.
What's a shirt?
It's a nice shirt.
Collared shirt.
Oh, it's a collared shirt.
That's got to be nice at least $70 or $80. That shirt.
Are you insane?
It's a $70 or $80 shirt. Why can't you dress like Anthony?
Look at me. I'm in a
white T-shirt.
I haven't been home
with
since last night.
On it.
Does the word irregular ever occur to you guys?
What?
He's the designer irregular.
Oh, is that what that is?
Hello, wake up, America.
What's wrong with it?
There's nothing ever wrong with irregular. There's like a stitch out somewhere, and if somebody notices it, punch him in the face.
Irregular T-shirts fit your body type quite nicely.
Yes, they do. They certainly do. They're perfect, especially during the summer when I kind of just swell up to the size of a large sausage. It's like I wear it casing around.
All right, listen. We're gonna get into your whole thing here. We're gonna play the Paul Mercurio thing and what he has to say about you and your clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good stuff.
Oh yeah, it sure it is.
But
do you
want to help us with a brand new segment on the Opie and Anthony Show?
I will if I can. You have lost your mind.
My palms are sweating because I'm really kind of feeling bad about this.
You have become baby evil. He's just become baby evil in my lifetime.
Baby evil. What? It's just a cute little game we like to call Has Been Corner.
Has Been Corner. You know, you've seen them. You've seen them around. They're the people that were famous a long time ago. And they're still around. They're still breathing and walking the earth.
I want to thank one of my heroes, Andy Kaufman, for this.
Yes.
Andy Kaufman did this on his talk show, where he used to sit at the big, huge, giant desk,
yeah,
and the guests would have to look up at him. And he had Has-Been Corner. And the people would always get pissed off because they didn't know they were walking into Has-Been Corner. They thought they were guests on a show.
Well, we didn't tell Cindy Williams that she's going to be the first guest on Has-Been Corner.
No, Cindy Williams, guest. The first ever Has-Been Corner guest that we have.
She was Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, right?
Yes, she was Shirley.
All right, let's
wow. Shirley Feeney. Okay.
Oh man.
Take right, a deep
let's
breath.
Take some breaths because I this might be like cringe.
Well, yeah, this is where you're kind of knocking on the third rung of hell. Here, God. Listen, I don't really want to come to heaven. I've got an idea. I'm going to screw over this person. Can I get in maybe to the third rung of hell, where you'll be sitting with even bigger has-beens? I can't wait for this.
Okay.
All right, why don't we get Cindy Williams on the show?
All right, here we go. Wait, there we go. Cindy Williams.
Hello.
Hi, it's Opie and Anthony.
Opie, Anthony,
and
how are you guys?
Very, very well today. Thank you, Cindy, and thanks for helping us out with Has-Been Corner.
My pleasure.
Great first guest we've ever had on this portion of our program, Cindy.
Yeah, did you just make that up, or did you steal it from Andy Kaufman?
Stole it from Andy Kaufman.
We even said we stole it from Andy Kaufman. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you're a perfect celebrity to start Has-Been Corner with.
Well, thank you.
So what have you been up to, Cindy?
Nothing, as you know. Otherwise, why would I be in Has-Been Corner?
Well, you were on Laverne and Shirley, obviously, the beloved Shirley Feeney. On Laverne and Shirley. And then after that, there was, what was that after that?
There was two kids.
Oh, the two kids got in the way?
Yeah.
That's going to be your excuse? Well,
do you resent them? Do you resent
totally.
Them for that?
Totally.
Because you were...
Totally, but not as much as I'm resenting you two right now.
No.
What? This is all fun, right?
Yeah, well, you'll be here one day.
We're not even...
Hey, we got to make it first.
Yeah, we got to make it first. But it's not our goal to make it, so that's okay.
Yeah.
So, Cindy, seriously, what have you been doing the last 20
Nothing.
Years?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. So, like I said, Laverne and Shirley, then...
Nothing.
Really?
No, there must have been something else.
No, you're conducting the interview. Figure it out.
Like Laverne, she did some movies and stuff.
Right.
She didn't make the cut for Has-Been Corner because she's...
Well, she made some very... Do you talk to her anymore?
Sure, I talk to her all the time.
I don't think this is going well.
Lewis, do you
have a question? No. I'm broken.
Lewis, what's wrong, man? What's wrong?
Help us out.
How am I going to help? What
Cindy,
am I gonna do?
Cindy Williams.
All right, Cindy. I think we got off on the wrong foot here. So what are you promoting today, Miss Williams?
Nothing, really.
Oh, no.
Nothing that I want to tell you two about.
You sure?
Yeah.
You all right?
Oh, I'm fine.
You're not going to cry, are you? This was just supposed to be fun.
And it's a barrel of laughs.
You're gonna hurt my feelings if you hang up crying and stuff. I thought we were, you know, I thought this would be a fun thing to do.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't want you leaving crying or anything.
Okay.
So, American Graffiti. Oh, there you go.
That was before Laverne and Shirley, though.
Oh.
Yeah, way before.
All right. You weren't in the sitcom after Laverne and Shirley?
No.
Something on the WB or something?
Sort of.
Huh?
But nothing that would interest, you know, any of the listeners.
I think they'd be interested.
See, now I think we got off on the wrong foot, Opie. I don't think this works.
Yeah.
With the
you know,
it's been corner.
You know, Cindy, I must say I'm not feeling too good about myself right now.
Well, I'm not feeling too good about myself right now. I wonder why that would be.
I thought she's getting mad, Opie.
What, I thought...
No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm just under fluorescent light, and, you know, I just... am tired. We'll just put it that way. But I'm very thankful that you let me be the first guest in your has-been corner. And I really have nothing to promote, being the has-been that I am. And I'd like to thank you both very much. And I really should say goodbye.
You really?
Yeah.
You're not going to be mad at me.
Yeah, because you shouldn't do this to people.
Do what? What?
You know, just surprise them like that. It's like, you know, going on the air, and it's just not nice.
Oh, Rick.
I wouldn't like you doing that to yourself.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't...
You know, and no one did tell me that that was going to be the gist of this.
Well, that's Rick Delgado, our producer, who...
Well...
Ow, ow.
Who I think...
Okay. Okay, well, that's fine. I'm just not a real good sport today, that's all. And you hurt my feelings.
But
you really hurt my feelings.
I love you in Laverne and Shirley.
Don't watch Laverne and Shirley.
I love you in Laverne and Shirley.
I love the Laverne and Shirley and the Squiggy and the whole gang. The Big Ragu, right?
The Big Ragu. Sure, this is beloved character.
The other has-been?
Well, yeah, we're going to have a has-been weekend, but that's for another day.
Look,
okay, everyone's just going to jump to participate.
Look, we'll never be on a sitcom as great as Laverne and Shirley, so you got that to take home with you today.
Well, I am home.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So you don't want to promote that you're going to be at the Meadowlands Convention Center for the Super Mega Show?
No, but thank you very much for that.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't want to promote it at all?
Yes, I'll be there. I'll be there at the has-been table.
Oh.
Signing has-been autographs.
Why? Lindsay Wagner's going to be there as well?
Yes. You might want to call her.
You got her number?
No, I haven't.
All right. Hey, I like milk and Pepsi.
That wasn't me.
Oh.
It was milk and Pepsi.
Remember Laverne and Shirley? I thought that was Shirley, but Laverne used to drink milk and Pepsi all the time. And she wore the poodle skirt.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, I feel kind of uncomfortable right now. I'm overheating.
Boo Boo Kitty was you, right?
That's right.
See, Boo Boo Kitty. See, I'm a big fan of Laverne and Shirley. Watch it all the time.
That's great.
So we encourage all our listeners to go to the Meadowlands Convention Center for Super Mega Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Yes, that's right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, Cindy.
Okay. Thanks, fellas.
Bye. Bye. Cindy.
Bye.
All right. There she goes.
Cindy
Williams.
Oh, my God. No, Opie, don't look so proud of yourself.
I can't even breathe.
Is that probably the most horrible thing?
It was like being frozen in an ice block and just hearing the words coming out really slowly like a dagger. And the undertone, boy, if you went into what she was subliminally saying, you wouldn't be able to put it on the radio, would you? You know?
Look, maybe that didn't go as well as...
That was the most interesting thing. Outside of putting odd forms of things on a woman's patoot...
Maybe we should cancel that thing.
Maybe that was the first and last has-been corner you'll ever hear us doing here on the show.
And she,
maybe we ought to put it to a little vote with the listeners. We'll take maybe a few calls and see how it went with them.
Lenny, I got a vote.
We'll see.
We'll move on with that unless you...
Louis, you're sitting here with us. Perhaps it translated different over the air.
Yeah. Oh, are you clinically insane?
Let's talk to Tom.
It comes through the ear. This is an earpiece. I heard it.
Let's talk to Tom. I don't think it was that bad. Tom?
Guys, that was bad. That's like seeing a dog hit by the car on the side of the highway. You pull out a black iron pipe and start to beat it.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess I was wrong.
Well, okay, wow. That's one way to look at it. Sure,
because that hurt. I mean, I was cringing, and I'm not in the industry at all.
So what you're saying is you didn't like the segment?
No, not at all.
And you would not like to see that ever again, right?
I would not like to hear it ever again.
All right. Well, there's one.
Well, let's see what Joe has to say. Joe, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey, Joe.
It's Phil.
Phil, what's up?
Yeah, listen, that was horrible, guys. Oh, my God.
Right. Horrible.
I felt like that dude, she's going to go slit her wrists.
All
Right, that was horrible.
Oh, my God.
After the Super Mega Show.
Hey, man, I'm not taking all the blame. When you said, well, Cindy Williams, you were in Laverne and Shirley, and then...
I couldn't offhand think of anything. I'm sure
did you have
done...
to pause for 10 seconds while you thought about it?
Oh, I'm the guilty one now.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Boy, oh, boy. Whose idea was this?
What? You know.
Yours?
Who do you think, Lewis?
You know, I guess every so often I keep thinking, no, it can't be.
Who's the cruelest son of a bitch on the face of the earth?
It can't be Baby Evil, but it is Baby Evil.
Baby Evil. New name on the message board, Baby Evil.
Uncle John, what's going on?
Hey, guys, that went really well. I think she's sticking her head in the oven right about now.
Oh,
I'm
no.
breathing into a paper bag.
Oh, my God.
I know. I couldn't breathe. I really couldn't breathe.
I couldn't breathe.
It felt very...
I kept looking, you know, as a comic, you know, there's that, the comedy is tension release, so there's a point where the tension rises, and we went into, like, overdrive with tension, and it was like you thought, you know, I'm racking my brain, trying to go, well, you know, what can you possibly do?
We got sucked into a black hole, man.
Boy,
no way out at all.
Wow.
She swallowed us.
Lewis, yeah. Lewis, you are guilty by association. Don't try to distance yourself now.
Yeah, no, of course not. Yeah, I'm on the bus, now I've slaughtered a woman in California.
I can't believe all those notes you were handing me to say.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, those notes, it really went over.
I think Byron has a positive vote for this. Right. Byron?
Byron.
Yeah, I thought that was about as funny as prostate cancer. It was like when you say something, you yell at your mom, and she starts to cry. That's what it sounded like.
Well, the show's not all about giggles and chuckles.
Oh, I still was laughing anyway.
Oh, boy, that was like, what is that? You know, that was like behind the music. You know that one moment in time where the manager's looking and saying, and that's when he stuck the needle in his arm. Son of a gun. You know, and I was like, I'm watching you guys. Before we did the segment, I said it wasn't going to work. It was like watching you guys get into a big semi-truck, and there's a tiny rodent in the middle of the street, and you're going, come on, let's get it. And I said, you know, maybe we should slow down. Squish. Unbelievable. It was unbelievable. But I got to say, in terms of reality programming, phenomenal. You said it again, I'll be laughs. Woo, boy. Boy, boy, just screw you, Survivor.
That was really bad.
We did three guys get on a boat with her and take her right out in the middle of the ocean and go, hey, jump!
Chris, what's up?
That was the meanest thing ever. I was biting my own lip to keep from crying.
You know, I really thought she was going to be brought to tears a couple of times. I kind of heard it in her voice, and it made me feel bad.
I think she has a sense of humor, and she'll be fine with that.
There's no sense of humor there. She wasn't the least bit amused by what was going on. Not the least.
So that wasn't funny or anything?
No, don't get me wrong.
You just enter a pocket of delusion that is so extraordinary to watch. I wish people could see your eyes when you just kind of glaze over, and it's like something from another planet starts talking to you. So that wasn't funny, I guess.
I blame my mom. All I wanted was for her to breastfeed me.
Andrew's got a good point. Why do we have to start with poor defenseless Cindy Williams? You couldn't start with Dirk Benedict or Lou Ferrigno or someone? Yeah.
But Lou Ferrigno, then we'd be shouting.
Then you went to be our admin corner. I like admin corner.
There are others, though, we could have gotten, but I couldn't. Yeah. You know, but even so, it's... you got to find somebody. You have to kind of pre-screen, I think.
Irv, what's up?
Yeah, man, that was a great bit, man. That was ruthless.
Oh, you see, Irv liked it. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's right. One.
Yeah, one.
All right. Dave, what's going on?
Oh, man, I thought it was beautiful. I think you should call her back.
No.
I think you should ask her about her pita infomercials, too.
No.
To coin a phrase, that was in the Richard Jenny wheelhouse.
Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I thought that bit was awesome.
Oh, you Mike liked it, too.
I think it was great. You could almost hear her heart hit the floor. It was great. Can you call Squiggy next?
No. Man, the folks from the other city is loving it.
Wow.
Ken, what's up? Ken?
Yes.
Hey, Ken, what's up?
I know she wasn't, but I was just crying for her, dude. That was pretty weak.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad.
All right, keep it up, guys.
All right, bye.
Later.
The horrible thing is when it makes me feel like going to temple. You know what I feel like? I got to go do some, you know, davening and crap.
Oh, you're Jews and your guilt. Get over it.
You know how much guilt I got? How much guilt you think I got?
How much?
Zippo! Hello, I work with you guys. How much guilt do I got? But every so often, all I said was every so often. It's not like, do you see me racing out of here? Oh, boy.
I must get to temple.
I haven't been back in 108 years.
No, it was funny to watch you through that whole process. You were trying to find a place to hide.
Yeah,
and you actually were crawling around. And you thought to yourself, if I only hide, it won't be as bad.
I know. I actually was trying to make myself disappear. Mm. Actually physically disappear.
Joe, what's going on? Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Let's go. What do you got?
Hey, I'm on Route 46 in Lodi. I just passed over there. There were three girls there that wowed.
We're hearing a bunch of reports that on Route 36 in Lodi, some girls are wowing a bunch of people.
There's three girls, but let me tell you, here's the kicker, though.
Yeah.
As we're passing by, and I got my, forgetting that my girlfriend's in the car, and I turn my head 360 like Chucky in the movie.
Cool.
And I turn around, and you get those eyes of death.
Right on, man. All right, thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's Whip 'Em Out Wednesday, and it seems to be a great day for that. We're getting lots of reports that ladies are whipping them out.
It's hot out.
You just put the wow in your car, whether it's the bumper sticker that the stations are making, or mm-hmm. we love the homemade wow. Just right wow in the back of your car.
It's a great concept that you've got.
Flash
it. You two are so brilliant. You came up with a concept where they're whipping them out in other places and not here. The intelligence of you two just staggers me sometimes. I want to hear about it. I'd much rather just kind of hear about it happening.
Right. Mike on line one.
I can't wait to hear what he says.
No, he brings up a good point. Mike, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, Mike, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Dude, couldn't you guys have gotten, like, some other person? You guys picked an old lady. I mean, like...
She's not old. She's not old. Laverne and Shirley. She's like a young woman.
Yeah.
She's not that old, is she?
No, she's not that old.
She's not old.
Mike wants
she's
to,
pretty old.
Mike wants no. to say, why
couldn't
not...
you have picked out some guy who is, like...
You wanted us to pick a mean has-been.
No, you could have picked, like, some guy who was good, like, really pissed off. Now, that would have been funny.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, later.
Bye.
Okay, well, work on that.
Hey, we got to work on the mass wowing of the big billboard in Times Square. We should do that.
Yeah, we... Yeah.
Maybe we'll take a bus full of girls, topless, with Lewis on it.
Yeah, no problem. Really, if I could be standing on the platform when the mass wow begins...
So just to be arrested again.
I'd be the one who can kick it off, where I take a ceremonial bra and snip it as the tatas appear. You know? Just in time, and then I can go right to jail. Right to jail. This is the second time we've seen you in less than years.
Mark, what's going on?
Hey, man, I just got to say, that's the funniest effing thing I ever heard.
Oh, you enjoyed Has-Been Corner?
Yes, I did. I mean, I seen her in the movie Wally Sparks, and that was just effing horrible, man.
Oh, that was a horrible movie.
Well,
Rodney Dangerfield. Oof.
I think we're going to have to do it again.
Okay. I got to give credit to Rodney there, but I mean, she was just horrible.
All right, Mark, thank you.
Hey, no problem, man.
Here it is.
Anthony, I have to go on record and say that we are retiring Has-Been Corner.
No.
Oh, we are? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh.
So you will never, ever, ever hear that again on this radio show.
Really?
Yes. That was cruel and unusual.
Let's see. Let's see what just happened over the past 10 minutes. Let's recap that for the audience. Seven or eight people called. Four were physically in pain, and five enjoyed it to the point that it's kind of like, you know, kind of what it must have been like to be at the Nazi experiment.
Oh, God.
And you guys, at the end of it, go, well, the vote's in. You're unbelievable. It is just unbelievable. I wish you guys had a country.
We're working on it.
We are.
It used to be called the United States of America. And we're spreading across it.
Yes. We're going to all move to Columbus and take it over.
Oh, boy, that's a city.
All right, we better take a break.
Yeah, let's take a breath.
Yep, sorry.
Lewis Black in the studio. I see Jay Moore walking around. I see Adam Ferrara walking around.
Adam's here?
We got guys with man boobs for the man boob contest and lots to come.
All right.
I feel the worst.
Why?
Because I had to set her up. Dick.
Setting up is the good word for it.
Oh, my God.
That's why I blamed you directly. It was Rick Delgado.
The whole freaking time you guys are, like, building this up on the air for just the listeners, I've got her off the air so she can't hear a damn thing.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, oh, Cindy, great. Thanks for calling in. The guys are excited to have you on.
Yeah, well, we were.
You can talk about whatever you want. We're going to have fun.
I feel guilty. We got to, we can't do that again.
Oh, man.
I want to thank Andy Kaufman, wherever you are. I know you're still alive.
How old are you? 18. All right, pull your shirt off.
Wow.
Fabulous. Whoa. Holy ravioli.
Opie and Anthony.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony show, finally. Trying to get a hold of us, 866-277-4WOW. We're hanging with our friends. We got Lewis Black from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Does a great job with Back in Black.
Comedian of the Year, I believe.
Comedian of the Year.
Comedian of the Year, Lewis Black. No one can, it's like being governor. No one can ever take that from you.
It's always going
to
be with you.
What's interesting is on the thing that they sent me, it's supposed to be 2001. It's 2000.
Which makes it worth more on eBay because it's authenticated. It's like the botched Ty Cobb card. All right.
Jay Moore in the studio.
Plugging nowhere.
That's okay. Mike DiNicola and Adam Ferrar.
My pal.
Hey, champ.
This is Long Island.
No countdown.
Nah.
We're going to have to replay that Cindy Williams thing later, man.
Lewis, are you performing anywhere this weekend?
I am. I will be next weekend. I'm at the Stress Factory.
Ah, the Stress Factory,
Norton's
yes.
There this weekend.
Is he there this weekend?
Mm-hmm. You'll probably draw a lot more than he will.
I don't know. He's doing well now, though.
Norton's no, he does well, but it's a very select crowd. It's a very select baby-touching crowd.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Spot me when I start making things up. And I can I hear the Cindy Williams thing again?
We'll might play it a little later.
Let's hold off for
people that missed it.
You know what?
I can't listen to it again.
All you need to do is play the Has Been Corner and then heard that icicle response.
You know what? What did
she say?
We'll replay it in the 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
definitely.
Obi, how come you didn't go to Bar 9 last night?
Oh my God, it was sick. Everybody was there. DiNicola did the spoken word, full blown AIDS song, FBA. It was a thrill.
I had to watch Sandy Kane writhe around on that couch.
That was disgusting.
He gave her 10 feet radius.
There is a Sandy Kane radius. Me and Andy were talking about that. There is a radius.
There is. She can go wherever she wants and not be in a crowd.
Yeah, there is no orbit to Sandy Kane. You do not enter that orbit.
I was running around after she touched my hand, and I didn't realize it. I'm running around with my hand up in the air. Remember the guy that first put the blob on the stick, and it got on his hand, and he's running across the street? Ah! That was me. I was horrified at what was on my hand, and I bump into DiNicola. He goes, I got some Curel. I got some Curel. I'll help you out.
DiNicola's got that old lady bag.
Nice.
He's got packets of Equal in there also. You don't believe me, look in it.
And is it true that your hand shakes when you perform FBA? You get real nervous up
there? Like a 9-year-old looking at a donkey's sea? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said yesterday.
That's a perfect setup for any Parkinson's reference. Why you went to donkey sea, I don't really know, but...
We all got it, though.
Hey, man, you know what?
Fox, thanks. Ali, lighting the torch.
Right.
No, let's go to donkey sea.
You know something? Since you said that yesterday, I looked at DiNicola's hand while he was doing it. And you're shaking. You're shaking.
No.
He told me right before he started, he looked at you and said, are you looking at my hands?
Yeah.
People always wonder. I wonder what they whisper to each other up there. They have no idea the gems that are being handed back. The perfect rounded snowballs being passed from hand to hand. When Sandy Kane's in a room, you stay away from her like the tractor beam on Gallagher when you have no men left.
Not only that, but she...
Don't get caught in the beam. The game will be over, stupid.
She was on that couch, and then she was gone. She left it alone. Nobody sat on the couch for 3 hours.
Yeah.
No, man, don't go near it. Sandy was on there.
That's classic. Stalker Patty got up when Sandy Kane sat next to her, got up disgusted.
It's fucking Patty.
But she's a germaphobe. No one is happier that Sandy Kane has made it into the family than Stalker Patty, believe me. Stalker Patty looked downright normal last night.
Did you hear Sandy Kane yelling at me from the stage? She starts yelling. Because I was like, Sandy, just please go sit down. Get away from me. Like, she's horrifying me. She goes, you're a sexist. She, like, actually got pissed off at me. We've thrown stuff at her. We've called her that thing Twato. We've seen every hemorrhoid and disgusting thing on this woman. We've actually taken things and, as hard as you can, thrown them at her. And she, she laughs. Last night, I tell her, please sit down. And she starts yelling at me. Now she's pissed. The breaking point.
You're
a sexist. It's like, sexist? What is that up to coming with you?
Maybe
what
she had
that?
Too much alcohol, like Rick. Rick had a little too much alcohol last night.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
What happened, Jay?
It was an interesting walk home with my wife last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened, Rick?
Rick, how blotto were you when you and Black Earl rolled in with sunglasses on, and you were squinting like a Korean?
let's see. Didn't have sunglasses on, but Earl
did. Earl did.
Yeah, so?
And you just were ripped. You were as high as a giraffe's ass.
I'd been drinking. How bad was I, Ben, when I left? When I left the record
You're going to ask Ben? You're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, Ben.
The last time I saw both of you, you were fine. Maybe the one on the right was a little fine.
I make a phone call.
Adam Ferrara, ladies and gentlemen. Where are you performing this weekend, Adam?
Nowhere.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Oh, look at this.
Me and Mike DiNicolo, you know what? We'll make something up.
Yeah.
Boston Comedy Club tonight. I will actually be there.
The steak is sword in Connecticut.
No.
He's an elitist. He thinks he's a socialist, but he's an absolute autocratic elitist.
Oh, he is. I won't go to Boston Comedy Club?
Look at your free $100 golf shirt that someone gave you.
An irregular.
You know, passive income.
You know what,
passive
guys?
Income.
You know, what's truly amazing to me is that people who have no concept of buying anything, calling what I'm wearing, you have no idea what anything costs.
He won a Golden Hanger Award. What do you mean I have no idea? I'm very budget conscious, and I never lose respect for the dollar. That's why my ticket prices are very inexpensive.
You're like Tom Petty.
Right. I'm like Pearl Jam doing raceways in Montana.
You know, as I said before, you want me to say it again? There's a great designer in America, and his name is Irregular. Okay.
So that's what he buys.
And that's what I buy.
And Louis, what's the label?
Hence the third sleeve.
You've never looked better. You have never looked better. I'm not joking. I've never seen you look better than see you look today.
That's bizarre.
What's the label on that shirt?
The label on it is like Haka. I don't know.
The label is Rick Ropes Jay's wife.
It's...
Uh-oh. What happened?
Verbally.
What did you say?
What happened?
I didn't say anything.
What did he say to your wife,
Jay? I really didn't say anything.
You're going on record.
What did I say?
That you didn't say anything to my wife last night.
No, what did I say? Come on, Jay. If I said something, say it, because I didn't say a word.
My wife's like, Rick, the producer, he's cool, right? I go, yeah, Rick's great. And she goes, but I mean, like, is he cool? Like, is he down? I'm like, what are you talking about?
What, is she going to rob a house? Is he a good second story man?
Is she the wheel guy?
Fuckwigs for everybody.
Fuckwigs. So what did he say? My wife had on like a leather dress.
Yeah.
Cut irregularly, speaking of. And it kind of looks like something Pebbles would wear.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I called her Jane. I said, you look like Jane, like joking around.
Yeah.
It's sexy, but it's like cut like Jane.
Oh, I remember what I said.
Now you're
No, because when I hugged her, right? And she was like all over me, but you know, I was respectful.
My wife was
pushed her off, right? And I felt the fabric of her dress, and I'm like, oh, this is like a Pocahontas type thing you got going on here. And then she says, Jason, it's more like Jane. Huh?
My wife was all over you.
I never said she was alone.
No, you said my wife was all over you.
Jay, it's embellished. It's a joke.
Oh yeah, but what you said to my wife was really retarded.
I didn't say she was retarded.
No, what? No,
are you
drunk?
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Are you still drunk from last night?
Ben, how is he?
Every time when Ben gets drunk, he sounds like Harold Letterman on HBO Boxing.
Hey, I think Bud Ben can drive home. Take eight, I got
Rick Delgado driving home in the fourth round. There's no doubt in my mind Rick Delgado could drive the entire party home safely to parallel park at the same time. Back to you, Larry.
Well, it looked like Rick was, Jay's wife was all over. We got to go to the tape.
So my wife's leaving.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Rick hugs her, and then my wife goes to pull away, and then Rick holds on like so she can't pull away. And Rick whispers to her, definitely so no one else can hear.
Let's hear this.
I got to tell you, Nicole, the Pocahontas thing is working for me.
I never said that.
Oh, my God.
How many writers did you have help you with that one? No, that is a complete fabrication,
Nicole,
dude.
And more.
No
Play
way.
Play the laugh.
No one. Way.
The Pocahontas. My wife wouldn't make that up. My wife would not make that up.
The Pocahontas thing is working.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Come here. Before you pull away from our respectful working relationship hug.
He didn't call her Nicky.
Sort of.
Hey, Nicky.
Hey, Nicky.
Oh, that makes it more
swanky.
That's
even better, right?
More swanky.
Oh,
more evening at Hef's. This is Nicky.
Evening at Hef's.
Ah, there's the laugh.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
God, I love you, Nicole.
That's classic.
The Pocahontas. What were you talking? The Pocahontas, working for you, how? Like, she put her outfit together.
I never
together.
Said it was working
for me. How do I get Rick's peeler
I never even said
halfway
that.
Out of its sheath?
I never even said that. And why are you always
Maybe
on,
I'll
my,
go with the Pocahontas
on my peeler?
Thing? Why don't I go to the Pocahontas thing? Maybe Rick will pull me aside.
I'm pissed off, Rick. How are you?
This is legal, isn't it?
The Pocahontas thing is working for me.
Yeah, the Pocahontas thing.
Was that the opening line to the porno scene? You know, I got to tell you, the Pocahontas thing is working
you know,
for me.
You know me, Captain John Smith.
Do we actually have audio of Rick last night? I think we do.
Oh, really?
You're close. Give them to me. Now.
Fantastic.
Another one of Rick's lines?
If I said you had a beautiful body, would you take your pants off and dance around a little?
That's a great line, Rick.
Oh, I love you, Nicole. She thinks we're mocking her laugh.
No, it's a great laugh.
Phenomenal laugh.
It's a phenomenal laugh.
Guys,
look what I did to you again.
Man.
They had a little, Rick thought they were having a little moment, all alone, together, pulls her closer, little whisper, no one's hearing.
I'm talking to my wife like I would talk to your sister. Like, that's how I talk to Sandy.
I've said to your wife how hot she is, but I make sure a lot of people hear it.
But you and I are in
loud, dry tension.
Talking a little.
Rick tries to sneak it. Look, it'd be okay if I rest my nuts on your knee. not in a sexual way. They just get heavy.
Right.
They inflame with the heat. Help a brother out.
I don't think we're going to have time for Jay tomorrow, Nicky. But I tell you, that Pocahontas thing's working for me. I hope we can make room for Jay tomorrow. Fantastic. The Pocahontas thing is working for me.
Oh, some more Rick lines, I think, from last night.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You're a little bitch. That's right, you're a bitch, and I'd bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
I want to go on record and say that Rick picked that one out for you, Jay.
Oh, my God. But the thing is, Opie, you and I, thinking, I'll talk outside the box and... our loop is a little tighter than the loop Rick and I kind of...
I'm not in that...
No, I mean, you and I are friends and all, but the first time I met you, you took my picture with naked girls in my lap, and we almost
I
got
never
a physical
took
a picture
with
that.
We
almost
went.
A fist
we
fight.
Almost threw.
I know. But
he had
but I never really took that picture.
Well, great.
You've basically you guys have had a relationship that doesn't exist. Everything
got,
you're saying to each
what
other.
What are you, Camus?
Well, you think about it. It's false.
You would enjoy that Camus reference.
I know, but he didn't take the picture.
Showing off my chops to Louis Black, I get nothing. The only person in the world that,
that would even know who he is, and I never liked him.
I think the problem is that you took a little bit of liberty with his wife that... it would take a little more of a relationship between you two before you can actually step in and do something like that.
Like if Obi's, because you got that funny look in your eye. Like when we were going to box and I knew you had that switch in your head, you're a guy that just has the switch, okay, it's fight time, we'll go. And you just had that switch. And I think you got that switch also where you would absolutely take my wife in a room. And if she said, yeah, I bet if my wife...
Never.
You is think? That dumped out?
Maybe.
I bet.
The funny thing is, even if he thought that, he thought that line was working for him.
Like, Pocahontas
thing is
like,
working
that's
for
my
him.
Wife's sexual fantasy.
Like, oh, if it wasn't for Jay, take me now, Bam Bam. I mean,
honey, I'm going to wear the leather outfit because when we get back, I want us to shower up and play Pocahontas. Hey, Nicole, I noticed the Pocahontas thing.
Howie has something to say. Howie?
Slap him, Jay.
What a great little reference.
Wow.
Bravo.
This is other level radio.
Man, it's really...
Well, we had some clips of Paul Mercurio talking bad about Louis Black.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can start this before we take a break.
Your buddy Paul was... in here, and
he was
saying...
Paul? I don't even know who Paul Mercurio is.
He's one of the writers... Helps you out on The Daily Show.
Really?
Give him his props, you
what?
Bastard.
Who is he?
Wow,
is he?
Player
Hayden. I knew a Paul Mercurio.
Player Hayden.
Lewis, your player
I
Hayden.
I knew a Paul Mercurio, but now he's... Well, wait to hear what he said about me.
Oh, you heard it already?
No, I just heard that he said he went berserk on me.
Well, I heard he said that outfit you have on is working for him.
All the regular thing.
Oh, he
something.
Talks about his clothes.
He pulled him close.
Oh, yeah.
I heard he called you a dirty Jew.
He did.
He talks
about your clothing, and he talks about the fact that you're not the same guy, you've changed, and now you spend a lot more time shopping for clothing and these shoes, and like you're a different man.
I understand the shoes thing.
I'm looking at Lewis now, he's got to get up sort of like my father at Action Park. He does have, even though he's got the polyester golf shirt and the khaki shorts, he did put on White Sox and New Balance sneakers because
right.
It was a walking day.
A walking day.
Everybody remember where we parked.
Man, oh man, when did people become that concerned with clothing?
Well, apparently...
You don't suck it up, pussy, would you?
Lewis.
It's a doggy dog world.
Unbelievable.
Lewis, we're selling tickets here, pal. Step up or get knocked out.
Yeah, Lewis, let's just put it this way. You're the only guy in the studio, and there's like 12 of us, that has a collared shirt on.
Because it was what was there. You walk, you go, I gotta go. You grab something, you put it on. I didn't go, gee, you know, I should wear a t-shirt. All the guys are gonna be wearing t-shirts. How nuts are you people? I've never been reduced to defending what it is that I put on my body that anybody gives a damn. Oh, God.
Looks like a little...
You know what I was thinking about today? I was thinking as walking up here in 110 degrees that it might be a good idea that, you know, after about a block and a half, I don't want to wear these clothes. I'd be better off buck naked. At least if I'm going to sweat like a pig, at least I'll be just sweating. And a breeze might cool me off. This doesn't even... Nothing is breeze. You know, you guys are crazy.
Looks like he wants to go to the range and hit a few after work.
I would like to hit a few.
Why don't we play? We can play
then
we have to take a break, and hopefully Paul will call in. But here's your friend talking about you, Lewis.
I was up in Montreal with Lewis Black.
Oh, for the comedy festival?
The comedy festival.
Nice.
He has a vag.
He said you have a vag.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Vaginal?
Well, if I did, I wouldn't even be here today. Would I?
Right.
I would be on another level of comedy. It'd be the guy with the vag, and he's got tatas, and he's a guy.
And he's wearing a collared shirt.
And he's a guy, and he carries You're a right. golf club. It's like insane.
You'd be a prop act.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I'd keep things in it. I would have another shirt in case something like this happened. So I could t-shirt up with the boys.
I do think, Lewis, there was a moment at your hotel or your house or wherever you came from that you made a conscious decision to put on the collared shirt to sort of, quote-unquote, dress respectably. Like, as opposed to a T-shirt, to put a little, you know, put a little spice into it, show a little respect, come in with the collar. I do think that went through your head because that's the type of gentleman you are.
There might have been a moment, but generally it was just
In that case, I think that's absolutely appropriate.
I think you look fetching in green.
And I don't think you have a vagina.
Well, no, I don't.
It's not that he's wearing a collared shirt. It's that he's wearing that collared shirt.
Paul Mercurio will have a vagina.
Well, he talks about
border skirmish we got. This is nice.
He will have to have
it. Nice.
We'll get to a little more Paul.
Yeah, he talks about you and your clothes here.
Right, I know. He's jealous.
He's like so into clothes now. First it was the sofa. that he had to took 4 months to buy a sofa. Now he's up there and he's always obsessing about his shopping for clothes. Really? He says to me, you got to go to the store and shop for clothes. I said, what happened to you? You're like a 55-year-old AARP guy. He's like walking around with these new shoes and a bad suit jacket. And he goes, I got this for 40 off, 40 off. I said, Lou, I'm telling you, I hope he's listening. You should call in.
Paul, are you doing that now?
What? No, I buy clothes because I have to wear the crap on stage.
Right. But like the,
because unlike Paul, who just goes on stage recklessly without any common sense, you know, just kind of talks to the audience as if that's an act. You know, it's tough for him. You know, so he doesn't think. You know, you got to appear in.
And
some
you had a problem with our has-been corner today.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
Man.
I did have a problem with it. Well, you know, he said I had a badge. Hello, America. No one has said that. Ever to me.
Here's what I believe is Paul's contribution to the Daily Show.
All right, people, John's going to be coming out real soon. We want it to sound up. We need you people to really give the energy because he works off of you, people. He works off of your energy. So when John comes out, just give him a big round of applause, and that'll be great. It's really going to sound good. And if we have to do something twice, really make it sound like it's the first time, okay? I'm Paul Mercurio.
Oh, man.
But I've had that fight with him about the couch. I had to buy... It was the first time ever that I had money to buy a couch. Never have had money to buy... I've never bought anything in the entire time. I never had money. And so he was... I looked at every couch...
It makes sense.
...in the United States. Every couch that I could get my hands on. And he was always screaming, how come it take you so long to buy a couch? And I said, because before, couches were easy. It was like... Lewis, I have this couch. Do you want it?
Yeah.
You know, I never had the choice of what couch.
You used the P word.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that's the one that really gets this.
Yeah, vagina is fine.
Yeah, that's well, that's okay.
You just can't say the P word.
Oh, okay.
I wish I brought my vaginal.
But, Lewis, just
the
fact...
get the piano case.
Just the fact that you did spend so much time buying a couch is a little not like...
It's not even close to me.
Right.
And don't think it didn't make me think that I was becoming gay.
I actually I understand it, though. A guy that never had money to come into money, it's,
right.
I understand not the obsession, but like just the, oh, my God, this is a great country. I can buy 1,000 different couches.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's going to hate to admit it, but... This is the best country in the world.
Go to Levitt's and buy
that.
A couch or something.
We are.
All right. Here's Paul Mercurio, more on Lewis Black.
This is
more?
The guy has lost his mind. He's got to buy a rug now. We're going to have to suffer through that. He's buying a rug for his apartment.
He's an elitist now, right?
He's totally walking around with these like pointy Wayne Newton shoes up there. He's totally lost his mind.
Oh, man. First off, it's hard to get a vaginal rug. That's why it's taking me so long.
Now, are you looking for a rug?
But a vaginal rug. One that,
really pulls the room together, man.
Right? Something that the couch has to go on now.
Yeah, I swear to God.
That rug really pulled the room together, man.
No, after the 4 months of looking for the couch, the idea of looking for a rug was like, why am I doing this? A rug will appear. And if a rug doesn't appear, then screw the rug. I don't need a rug.
Are you going to rub a genie in a bottle? A rug's going to appear.
Well, no, just that eventually I'll see something. Like, oh, there's a rug. I'll buy it. But for the time being, who cares?
Why don't you get some inexpensive furnishings, and then you could give the money to the homeless or some social programs that I know you're...
Because when you break down what I earned over the course of my career and put it all together over time, Mr. Smarty Pants, call yourself an American. Oh, boy, God, isn't it wonderful what we make so much money? Because when you put it all together, I basically have made...
enough to buy a couch.
Yeah, well, you don't start working until you're 16, so that's
a problem with sitting down. Why the hell is Paul so interested?
That's true. Paul is obsessed with you.
He is obsessed with me. Sucking off my fame, all 2 inches of my fame.
And your vaginal.
Well, let's go more tape of Paul Mercurio. All right.
He turned his back on the socialist ideas years ago. I swear he's got two young boys, nubile boys, in his apartment who just take care of him.
I know that.
Well,
that's true.
That's, that's unbelievable.
They told me that at the Friars Club.
Nubile young boys.
Do you know what he's doing now? That guy is a peder ass, and he's got two nubile boys in his house to wait on him.
Well, the river Nagasaki, where the women chew the baki and the men say, woo, woo, wacky, woo.
Buddy Hackett, everyone.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow, that was good.
Just when you thought. Some more audio. Paul
did get Lewis to get you a car.
He's too busy buying underwear and lace T-shirts. He's a freak, and he's got a polyp floating around his body, and he says it's gone, but it's floating around.
Polyp's gone.
He's got a little angry Jew inside of him moving around.
He won't be on the show anymore.
He sounds like a disgruntled lover.
Yeah, doesn't he?
Scary.
Now he's with that whatever he wants to be with, and you know he has to live with that. So
no
whatever.
Time for me. He's always shopping for
he
underwear.
Doesn't want my input on the couch. The hell with him.
Yes,
I'm only offering help.
He is sounding a little gay.
We have two more clips.
I also
here.
Like the
this
fact
is rolling.
That...
This is rolling in the other direction now. I know how it was presented, but now that I listen, it's going anti.
Right. He hung himself.
He does sound a little queer. And that rug really pulls the room together, man.
Oh, my God. We got so drunk Saturday night at the party. You should have seen him Sunday morning. He looked like a... He made a sheet look like it has color. It was terrible. It's like just the most pasty-looking Jew cruising around Montreal. I love him, but, you know, he's a mess.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Is he Field Marshal Mercurio?
I know. It's unbelievable. He made it sound like we woke up together.
Yeah. Didn't it sound like that?
You're out drinking. You
karaoke
up, you're
all night. Yeah. We had karaoke all night. It was crazy.
And he said, that, like, brings sheets into it, making it so me just make get an
he's
image
a
of
mess,
bed.
But I love him.
But I love him. He's my mess.
You want to press charges, ma'am? No, I love him. He's a mess.
He said he's going to change.
He promised not to hit me.
He's a mess, but he's my mess. Not anymore, pal.
Montreal on Sunday morning is the
everybody
most
looks
psychotic village I've ever seen.
The people match the history of the buildings.
It's unreal.
Really?
Everyone looks like from their 1700s coming out of a 1700 church.
And like they're Frankenstein all villagers.
Right. Thank you, Adam. You've crystallized my thoughts eloquently once again.
We got one more clip?
One more clip. Paul Mercurio talking about Lewis.
Does it get gayer?
No, I love him. He's just such a kiss-ass.
Yes, it does.
He's a sellout. He should be giving every dollar that he earns to the poor and the homeless.
That's what he says.
That's what he says. But what does he do? He spends 5 months buying a sofa, and he goes up to Montreal, and he buys leather, big fancy leather. You should see these shoes he bought. These are, talk about cockroach killers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Totally PR shoes.
Opie, you have to replay it because I know exactly who he sounds like. He sounds like Chris Sarandon in Dog Day Afternoon.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, he sounds like you're killing everyone. I can't talk to him. He'll kill me.
Why don't you just come out of there?
But he's pulling his robe together. That's Jim Norton's favorite line ever. But he's pulling his robe together. He goes, you think it's easy? Why don't you talk to him? He tries to kill me. They got me out of the hospital for one day. You think I'm going to spend a talk to a lunatic? It's crazy. He's running around Montreal pasty with leather shoes. It's crazy, but I love him. You're killing everyone around you, Leon.
Wow,
that's...
God damn, that's perfect.
That's good.
That was cool.
Jay Moore and an affiliate near you, soon.
So that's it. I'm surprised...
No, you got to replay it now that you know what it sounds like.
All right, hit it again.
No, I love him. He's just such a kiss-ass. He's a sellout. He should be giving every dollar that he earns to the poor and the homeless.
When did I become Mother Teresa?
That's what he says.
That's what he says. But what does he do? He spends 5 months buying a sofa, and he goes up to Montreal, and he buys leather, big fancy leather. You should see these shoes he bought. These are, talk about cockroach killers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Totally PR shoes.
Uh-oh.
He walks around like a PR with leather shoes.
I'm supposed to choke him down.
We have to take a break, but
I'm out of there.
We have to take a break, but we got to get Paul on the line
Why don't you just give up, Leon? You're killing everyone. Walks around in real PR shoes, pasty white. A sheet has more color than him. It's crazy, but I love him.
I don't understand. All this for a rug. All this for a rug.
For my birthday, it was for. He's going to say, I guess I said big for your birthday, he told me. Robbing a bank? Who knew?
You want me to talk him down?
That was the best.
That is great, man.
All right, we are so late, man.
Yeah, let's take a break.
A lot of people asking if we're going to do the Cindy Williams thing again. Cringe Radio at its best. In the 6 o'clock hour, we'll replay the Cindy Williams thing. It's really hard to listen to, okay?
Yeah.
Food. Wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I find the most erotic part of a woman is the boobies.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Can do it. This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Hanging with our friends today. This is a lot of fun. It really is. I love when it gets uncomfortable in here. Louis Black in the studio from The Daily Show. Jay Moore. Mike DiNicola is still here. I can't see behind the monitor. There you go. And Adam Ferrara.
We're all eating pizza. It's like a pizza party
I've
now.
I've everybody pizza, like Little League.
Nice.
Like, that
thank
segment
you,
was so good. Everyone deserves to go out and get some pizza.
Jay took
one
us all out for pizza.
One
Louis
king is over
driving
here.
His home.
Yeah, Louis is going to drive us home in his Lizzie Grubman car.
My SUV.
I feel like putting on my Chico's Bail Bonds baseball jersey and going out for pizza. Nice.
Nice. Lean into it, Loomis. Lupus. Excuse me. I apologize to the purists.
Do you guys want to hear the Cindy Williams
I was
thing?
Just going to ask you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Before, though, let me just say.
You eat like you got 9 rectums.
I'm going to be working at the Stress Factory August 2nd through 4th.
And he'll be sharply dressed.
Are we plugging?
Better than that, I decided I'm going to sell clothes there. I'm not going to perform. I'm just going to bring out racks of the Louis Black line.
Well, Regis has his own line.
You know. Why not?
Why not Louis Black?
Yep.
Measuring inseams. That's great. You can bring out your little tape measure.
Well, it's good. It's good for 50 minutes.
Will the sweat stains be on all your clothes?
The sweat stains. And
he got those from the Cindy Williams.
By the way, he came in here dry as a bone. After the Cindy Williams segment, he was sweating like crazy.
I tried to disappear. Physically disappear.
That's so bizarre that you would be that uncomfortable on radio.
Wait till you hear it. It's brutal. And especially you do this for a living. You can see it. It's like it's coming our way any day. You know?
Jay can relate. He was here for the famous punch. There's been some twisted crap that has gone down in this.
This
studio.
Is just very uncomfortable
this
audio.
This one is just...
Yeah.
It's the pauses that kill you.
Well,
like any great symphony, it's the pauses.
You want to set this up?
Give me a Leonard Cohen afterworld so I can sigh eternally.
Leonard Cohen reference.
Wow.
Whoa. And a Nirvana reference.
Nice.
Very good.
Jay Moore and an affiliate near you. I'm speaking specifically to Cleveland and Dallas.
Our first installment of Has Been Corner.
And the last, right, Ant?
Yes, of course, the last. It went horribly wrong.
Yeah, we'll never do this again. This was awful.
It's an homage.
We learned from our mistakes.
Paul Mercurio's on next week.
So. Oh, wow. This is an homage, you know? We didn't come up with this. Came from...
Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, we said that.
And we found out that Cindy Williams was on Andy Kaufman's show when he did Has Been Corner.
Right.
Yeah.
She was like part of the gag.
Yeah, because she was friends with Andy.
Takes 20 years, but it bites you right back in the ass, doesn't it?
The interview was her and Andy Kaufman, and he keeps asking, I got pizza in my mouth, I apologize.
That's all right.
That's horrible.
No.
Very unprofessional.
No,
this is not.
Thank God it's not my job. I'd be fired. I'd be like Steve Mason. I'd be in L.A. interviewing... the Lakers bench.
Steve Mason reference.
All right, this
already stopped to you, man.
Come on.
It's all right. It's a good
you
one.
Got Cindy Williams on tape. I call that Steve Mason. I'm a bad guy.
You're the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy.
You're the bad guy.
You are.
All right, let me hear this.
All right, so...
I'm sorry, I digress.
Blah, blah, blah. Cindy Williams had no idea she was going to be the first guest.
Yeah, and has been. She just thought she was going to plug something that she's doing at the Meadowlands.
Yeah, Rick had set her up by saying, you know, I think you've always looked good as Pocahontas. That was the opening.
And held her close. So we pick up the tape with us saying hi to Cindy Williams.
Cindy Williams.
Check this out. Hey, why don't we get Cindy Williams on the show?
All right, here we go. Wait, there we go.
Cindy Williams.
Hello.
Hi, it's Opie and Anthony.
Opie, Anthony.
And
how are you guys?
Very, very well today. Thank you, Cindy. And thanks for helping us out with Has Been Corner.
My pleasure.
Great first guest we've ever had on this portion of our program, Cindy.
Yeah, did you just make that up or did you steal it from Andy Kaufman?
Stole it from Andy Kaufman.
We even said we stole it from Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you're a perfect celebrity to start Has Been Corner with.
Well, thank you.
So what have you been up to, Cindy?
Nothing, as you know. Otherwise, why would I be in Has Been Corner?
Well, you were on Laverne and Shirley, obviously. The beloved Shirley Feeney on Laverne and Shirley. And then after that, there was... what was that after that?
There was two kids.
Oh, the two kids got in the way?
Yeah.
That's going to be your excuse?
Well, do you resent them? Do you resent
totally.
Them for that?
Totally.
Because you were...
Totally, but not as much as I'm resenting you two right now.
No.
What? This is all fun, right?
Yeah, well, you'll be here one day.
We're not even...
Hey, we got to make it first.
Yeah, we got to make it first.
But it's not our goal to make it, so that's okay.
Yeah.
So, Cindy, seriously, what have you been doing the last 20
Nothing.
Years? Nothing. Nothing.
Okay. So, like I said, Laverne and Shirley, then...
Nothing.
Really?
No, there must have been something else.
No, you're conducting the interview. Figure it out.
Like Laverne, she did some movies and stuff.
Right.
She didn't make the cut for Has Been Corner because she's...
Well, she made some very... Do you talk to her anymore?
Sure, I talk to her all the time.
I don't think this is going well.
Lewis.
No.
Lewis, what's wrong, man? What's wrong?
Help us out.
How am I going to help?
Cindy Williams.
All right, Cindy. I think we got off on the wrong foot here. So what are you promoting today, Miss Williams?
Nothing, really. Oh, no. Nothing that I want to tell you two about.
You sure?
Yeah.
You all right?
Well, I'm fine.
You're not going to cry, are you? This was just supposed to be fun.
And it's a barrel of laughs.
You're going to hurt my feelings if you hang up crying and stuff. I thought we were, you know, I thought this would be a fun thing to do.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't want you to leave me crying or anything.
Okay.
So, American Graffiti. Oh, there you go.
That was before Laverne and Shirley, though.
Yeah, way before.
You weren't in the sitcom after Laverne and Shirley?
No.
Something on the WB or something?
Sort of.
Huh?
But nothing that would interest, you know, any of the listeners.
I think they'd be interested.
See, now I think we got off on the wrong foot. Opie, I don't think this works.
Yeah.
With the...
You know, Cindy, I must say I'm not feeling too good about myself right now.
Turn it off.
Well, I'm not feeling too good about myself right now. I wonder why that would be.
I thought
you're getting mad.
No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm just under fluorescent light and, you know, I just am tired. We'll just put it that way. But... I'm very thankful that you let me be the first guest in your has-been corner, and I really have nothing to promote being the has-been that I am, and I'd like to thank you both very much, and I really should say goodbye.
That's where I thought you should have exited.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to be mad? Or...
Yeah, because you shouldn't do this to people.
Do what?
You know, just surprise them like that. It's like, you know, going on the air and
It's just not nice.
Oh, Ricky.
I wouldn't like you doing that to yourselves.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't.
You know, and no one did tell me that that was going to be the gist of this.
Well, that's Rick Delgado, our producer. Who I think.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's fine. I'm just not a real good sport today. That's all. And you hurt my feelings.
But
no.
You really hurt my feelings.
I love you in Laverne and Shirley.
Well, don't, you know,
this
you don't need to ever.
Previously indicated.
I don't know, like, don't watch Laverne and Shirley.
No, I love you in Laverne and Shirley.
I love the Laverne and Shirley and the Squiggy and the whole gang. The Big Ragu, right?
The Big Ragu.
Sure, this is a beloved character.
The other has been?
Well, yeah, we're going to have a has been weekend, but that's for another day.
Look,
okay, I'm sure everyone's just going to jump to participate.
Look, we'll never be on a sitcom as great as Laverne and Shirley.
I know.
So you got that to take home with you today.
And I never liked it.
Well, I am home.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So you don't want to promote that you're going to be at the Meadowlands Convention Center for the Super Mega Show?
No, but thank you very much for that.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you don't want to promote it at all?
Yes, I'll be there. I'll be there at the has-been table.
Oh.
Signing has-been autograph.
Why, Lindsay Wagner's going to be there as well?
Yes. You might want to call her.
You got her number?
No, I haven't.
All right. Hey, I like milk and Pepsi.
That wasn't me.
Oh.
What was milk and Pepsi?
Remember Laverne and Shirley? I thought that was Shirley, but Laverne used to drink milk and Pepsi all the time. And she wore the poodle skirt.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I feel kind of uncomfortable right now. I'm overheating.
Boo Boo Kitty was you, right?
That's right.
See, Boo Boo Kitty. See, I'm a big fan of Laverne and Shirley. Watch it all the time.
That's great.
So we encourage all our listeners to go to the Meadowlands Convention Center for Super Mega Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Yes, that's right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, Cindy.
Okay. Thanks, fellas.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye.
All right, there she goes.
Cindy
Williams.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was rough.
We're back live.
So, guys, what'd you think?
I was passed out again.
Just really, man.
So what do you guys think?
She hung on for that long.
Yeah.
God.
Jane didn't like that one.
You know, she's
I love it. I absolutely loved it.
You know, she's cradling Boo Boo Kitty now.
I know.
Into her pillow.
We wrecked her whole day. You know, you don't just then all of a sudden go shopping, unless you're Lewis Black.
No, she's on the phone screaming at the publicist.
I know.
Yelling at the agent.
Slapping her kids in the face.
Kicking pets.
You know when she's
out
sitting
how to
at
spell
that.
Spell Delgado.
You know when she's sitting at that table at the Meadowlands.
What is Super?
And looking and seeing Lindsay Wagner and the girl that played Flo in Mel's Diner there. She's going to go.
Larry Storch.
Oh, my God, they're right. Larry Storch.
Joe McKeon.
Kiss my
Nancy
grits.
Joe McKeon.
Kiss my grits. Look,
Wendy Jo Sperber.
Look, Flo signs all her autographs. Kiss my grits.
Well, all right. I guess that didn't go too well then, huh? Jim, what's up?
My heart is racing a mile a minute. I'm ready to throw up.
Yes,
I can't
that's what the show
it.
Does.
You guys can't do that anymore.
Nah, we're going to retire that bit.
That's a bad team, bro.
Yeah, that's not a good one to do. All right.
I'm going to listen to myself.
All right, bye.
Justin's saying Rick should have told her to give the guys at least 20 minutes because she'd be laughing in 20 minutes, as per the Fox TV news thing they did on it.
Crazy Paul.
Yo, dudes, let me tell you something. We have busted each other's chops for 3 years, hated each other, done mean crap to each other. But what you just did was unconstitutional because that's cruel and unusual punishment. And boy, did I love it. Go get him, you sons of bitches. Make this own peace.
Who's that guy, the Big Lebowski or somebody? Like, he's in, I'm Bogey and I'm in your corner. Oh, it's in L.A. Never mind. He'll be there. Don't worry.
It's right. One of these days.
You know what's amazing about that clip? The reason I'm, like, dumbfounded is she admitted to being a has-been early on in the clip.
She said, one day you will be here.
All right, yeah.
Early.
Yeah. So she's been facing it.
And she realized, I think she realized she showed her entire hand, and it was really mortifying.
Yeah.
And I do think she was acutely aware of the fact that she was in on it 20 years ago on Andy Kaufman's Funhouse.
Yeah.
But it was fun for her then.
That's what I was saying. She's got her feelings hurt, but it's like, that's the way it goes. And she said, one day you will be here.
One day we'll be sitting there just crapping your diaper and just going, hello?
The phone's ringing.
Who's this? Hi, Anthony? Yeah. You used to do the Opie and Anthony show? Yes. Can I help you? Hey, how's your colostomy bag? It's fine, you damn kids. You know, I thought this was funny, too, when I was your age. But now it really sucks.
Learn from my mistakes.
And you'll be here, too, someday.
The worm will turn.
The worm will turn, my friend. The worm will turn. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Anthony, do some dice. I'm over here now. Oh.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that's what it's about. Yeah.
You guys, do you guys have time later to call Hackett and ask him what he thinks of Cindy Williams on Husband Corner?
Oh,
I would love to talk to Buddy Hackett again.
We love Buddy Hackett and Louis Blacko head to head.
Buddy Hackett.
We love Buddy Hackett.
Buddy Hackett.
You know his number by heart. I should give it out over
you
there.
You gave it to me. I keep his number.
I keep his number
in my wallet.
You should. If I gave his number out over the air, everyone that called him, he'd sit there and talk to him for 10 minutes. How are you, pal? I'm New York. You know, I have a place in the world of Rhode Island. Are you close to me? Not right now, because I'm over here now. Oh.
We have someone from Philly.
Hackett, Dice Clay.
We have someone from Philly. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
I listen to you guys. You know, I'm unemployed. Get a couple of chuckles out of you. You play that bit again, I'm definitely going to kill myself. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
Die, get in the piano case.
Killing yourself.
Wow.
Die, sir. Get in the piano case, you fat F.
It's a little too much empathy if he's going to kill himself. He's walking around dressed as Cindy Williams.
That call is from the car phone. The car was on and the garage door was closed.
Brian.
Guys.
Brian.
Yeah.
Hey, you're from Philly, too. What's up?
Hey, I thought that clip was just way too mean, guys. You're mean all the time, but that was worse than Cripple Bounce.
She was part of Has Been Corner on the Andy Kaufman show.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, I know.
That's
hey,
how we'll rationalize
I
it.
Yeah. Cripple Bounce, too.
We backpedaled enough to find this.
She did it first. She got off easy.
She started it.
Right? She started it.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I can see that.
I wanted to mention her weight gain, but I figured that would be way too...
Oh, that's
wow. Wow.
But see, I know where the line is, Anthony.
That's perfect. About 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, you just stroll right into the call.
All right, go ahead.
Two words. Midget sumo.
Midget sumo.
No, actually...
What's with the midgets? Yeah.
I think we're going to try to do a cripple...
We're doing an amputee twister.
Amputee twister, right.
We want to do amputee twister for a cripple bounce, our next installment of cripple bounce.
Louis, what's wrong?
Nothing.
You've been with us since the beginning. You realize that?
I know, but the concept of topping yourselves, it just amazes me. You just keep going. You know, you go from, you open the next door, and I go, well, that's the psychotic. You know, possibly. You know, and then I come back, and it's completely...
It's like Madonna. They keep reinventing themselves.
Right.
Yeah. Crippled twister, jousting in wheelchairs. Yeah.
You know we did the blind boxing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Jay, have you seen those clips yet?
No.
During break, I'll play you some of the clips that are up on the website. These guys are hysterical.
Why isn't this on national television during
blind
time?
Jay, the two
blind
guys...
boxing.
They're both blind.
Wait, you didn't hear us do the blind boxing?
One guy can pop his eyes out, both eyes. He pops them out. And then they were both, you see it on the video, they're both like in the boxer's position, crouched, but they're standing next to each other.
And punching the air.
And punching
the
air. They're completely next to each other. And then another clip, they're walking single file in the boxing crouch, like just punching air. And then one guy bumped into his friend and punched him right in the head. Like anything they bumped into, they would punch. It was classic.
We gotta check. We gotta check with Blind Dave.
Guess how he's doing.
Yeah, Blind Dave, who was one of the blind boxers, he cracked four ribs, bruised his plane, and bruised his kidney.
Why can't that be? Wait, time out. You
can't. Time out. You can't. Why?
You don't have. What are we doing? An episode of the Carol Burnett Show right now?
No, I'm Harvey Corman. No, you don't have to outdo yourself. You need to have the second annual blind boxing. That will never, ever be dated or unfunny. Single file.
You forgot to tell me the other one, Ed.
They come out of their corners. Jane, he will show you a clip where they come out of the corners, right? Opposite corners, and pass each other.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get hurt. I'm stuck.
Man.
This is bad.
And then one of them got injured during the bout?
He cracked his ribs.
Got a bruised spleen.
Got injured getting out of the ring.
Oh, man.
We really want
to. Gloves on.
Yeah. All right, we'll go to.
Crack ribs and gloves on. If you're blind. This guy could be the next heavyweight champion of the world. He can't even see what he's doing, and he's cracking people's ribs. He makes a good point.
I'm drooling.
Wow, that was... Wow, you broke it.
All right, listen.
You broke it.
We'll take a break so we can show Jay the clips of blind boxing.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Enjoy.
There's a car with a lounge next to me.
Whip out your cans. Pull out your fun bag.
What are you waiting for? Do it.
Do it now.
Nobody's missing.
You look fabulous.
Opie and Anthony.
We love seeing boobs.
Well, duh.
O.P. Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
We gotta make it for life. We get the enemy. I'm gonna talk about the freaky. Now someone is gonna die. We get the enemy. The enemy dies. The enemy dies. Hey, wake up. Make it for life. We get the enemy. I'm gonna talk about the freaky. Now someone is gonna die. We get the enemy. The enemy dies. The enemy dies.
We're back with the O&A Show.
I almost died. That was laughing when it's no longer healthy. And then right, I was like dry heaving and then right by the office doorway. And then as I walked back up the hallway, just trying to catch my breath so I don't induce a panic attack, I almost walk into a guy getting his picture taken for the man boob contest, and they were phenomenal. He was a completely normal-looking, like, Jersey Shore, you know, Belmar-type guy, except he had, like, the breasts of an Asian woman. Like, it was the Blind Faith album cover. Again.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are those guys still hanging out, the man boob guys?
Yeah, this guy is really.
We'll have to get them in.
Yeah. I almost died.
But, Jay, you got to see the clip.
He's on the phone.
Yeah, hold on. One of the blind boxers is on the phone.
I want to manage him.
We want Blind Dave to call in.
I'm not joking. I want the guy to crack the ribs to call. I will finance train.
This is Matt. He broke Dave's ribs.
What's okay, this up, is the guy
Dave?
I want.
And we can't get Dave on the phone for some reason, which scares me a little bit.
Because he can't find it.
Because he drives. Hey, Blind Matt.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Blind Matt?
You guys rule.
Oh, hold on. That's a story in itself. He did renew his license.
Blind Dave, just to the other blind guy?
He did it to see if he could get away with it. He had a friend like...
Hey. He's friendly, partner.
Blind Matt's beating up his dog.
We have a little action going on here in the office. Are you done, guy?
What are you, at the dog park?
Yeah, he's good. You
he's
done?
A CNI dog.
All right, man, thanks.
What a was boxer it? With a CNI dog.
The dog's like, I'm working.
What was going on there, Matt?
Oh, I got to sign something? Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I got this guy fixing the air conditioner here in my office.
And you have to sign
I
something?
I got
to
sign something. This is beautiful. Hang on a minute. He's friendly,
it's a
partner.
Photo of you crapping.
Make sure it's not your checkbook.
But hang on a second, guys. You give me a pen, buddy.
Yeah, you know, there's 40 minutes left in the show. Take your time.
He just signed the coffee pen.
You know what? I'm trying to sign you as a fighter, and I don't think you have the heart because you're not focused.
There we go. All right, I'm signing.
Of course
yeah.
He's not focused.
Oh, man. I thought your other senses were acutely attuned. Hello,
blind Matt.
Blind guy. All How's right. your hearing?
Maddie?
What?
Hello.
How's your hearing? What?
I don't have the credit card, buddy. All right, leave me the bill.
Uh-oh.
I'll send it to you.
Blind guy.
Man, you have to have a lot of trust.
Oh, I got that going
yeah.
on.
All right.
Hey, a
tell him
Matt.
To read your acne.
Would you like to call back, blind man?
Yeah, let me call you guys back.
All right, dude. Wait, we'll just put you on hold.
Right, hang on. Yeah, go ahead.
If it's an air conditioning guy, he's probably ripping him off.
But he's just in there playing the sound of it. You play the sound of air conditioning.
All right, Jay. Jay, watch it.
CD.
Jay, one.
All right, Jay.
Jay's going to check out for the first time the blind boxing clips.
Wait a minute. They're wearing headgear, and they somebody's got to get drop knocked.
Watch this. Look, look.
The fight started.
Just describe what you see, Jay, because...
All right, they're standing there, and they're really cautious. You know, one guy's got great form. The other guy just looks retarded with the Florida State jersey on, but he's got some pipe. Oh!
They found each other.
Now they're wrestling.
Break.
Everybody else break.
I got to show you the clip of where Rick gets... knocked in the head. Rick gets punched.
Jay, watch Rick go down. He was knocked out for a second.
Who?
Rick.
Oh, that's good to know.
That's very valuable information.
Check this out.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you'll love this one.
That his head is just as soft as mine when it hits concrete when he calls my wife Pocahontas.
People know they got to be patient because it is. I am looking at it on foundrymusic.com, so it's kind of hard to find. Let's see. Jeez, more than two. No, not on that page.
All right, we'll go back to Blind Matt as you're
Yo, guys, sorry about that.
All right, Blind Matt's back.
But you know what's funny, man? I have yet to hear any of this stuff live or anything. Some of my friends have went to the website and saw the clips and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I walked in my office for it. I heard you guys rolling, and I nearly wet myself laughing just imagining what this must have looked like.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Like us marching in line and boxing.
The blind guy just said that.
Yeah.
I imagine what this would look like.
So I can't wait. Steve's supposed to be mixing me down a CD and sending it over, but I haven't heard it yet. But yeah. I'm dying.
Yeah, he'll get that done for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Matt, you should see this.
I understand. It's quite funny, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Matt, I want to manage you.
I'm telling you, baby.
What you need is a manager.
Don't you think that would be a great undercard? You guys are in with the WWF. I'll manage this guy. Bring him to Shane before Shane speaks for 45 minutes and walks the room into the bathroom. You know, we'll have blind boxing. Who would not want to see blind boxing?
Oh, yeah.
And this guy is cracking ribs like Tyson versus Ribalta, knockout style.
It was fun, man.
More sports,
awesome.
Blind boxing. I'm going to bring it to you, America. Show me your lightning bolts.
Dude, believe me, there's a lot of tough blind guys out there.
All right, take it easy.
Slow down.
Yeah, you wouldn't be saying that without the dog.
Why can't we get Dave on the phone?
Dude, it was so funny. My dog's a little possessive and stuff, so this air conditioning guy comes in my office, my dog's like...
Yeah, we heard all that.
Can't say that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We dumped out.
Well, I like that. I like that he's got an angry demeanor. He's going to be a champ. This guy...
He's going to be a champ.
You know, with Casey Martin getting his golf cart, this opens the doors for us, man. Why should
Christy
a blind
Martin.
Guy not... You know, blind wrestling in high school and college, you have to wrestle a blind guy, you have to hold his arms the whole time.
That's it. That's really? What I got my skills,
you have to start
Jack.
The match by holding each other's hands.
Oh, yeah?
It's like blind gay wrestling.
You don't have to hold
and
hands.
It's awful.
You can break hands to take a shot.
Yeah, no, yeah, but you have to be taking a shot. It's awful if you wrestle a blind guy because all the strength is in the hands because everyone wrestles them that way.
Right.
And you just start and they just grab your hands and your wrist and you spend the entire match just trying to get your wrist free and they just dominate you. And you're like, look at me, I'm getting my ass kicked by a blind guy.
Yeah, and they're like daredevil.
Yeah, they are daredevil. You know? They don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Oh, these guys were daredevils. They were falling. They didn't know where they were falling. It was crazy. One guy fell over a couch.
What did they win? Was it Lewis's?
When I try and explain this to my friends, I'm like, yeah, dude, it was like being in a living room. These dudes are, like, covering up the sharp ends of the table with, like, freaking pillows and everything.
Yeah, children.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and Dave still, you know, four broken ribs.
I can't believe
bruised spleen.
Are you sad that you broke the guy's ribs?
I mean, I feel bad for him, you know. That's,
oh, man. Come on, champ. Yeah. Hey, I mean, man, that's how it goes. To the victor go to spoils. To the loser go to cracked ribs. F him, man. You're the boss.
It's been a long time, like, since I actually, like, hit somebody. Like, I wasn't angry at Dave. You know, I wasn't angry at him. It was kind of just fun. I'd really hate to imagine if I was angry at somebody and I hit him as hard as I could in their ribs.
Right. So right. Where are you? Well, I'll come by. And we'll just go on the street and I'll, you know.
You'll piss me off.
No. We'll get other. I'm your manager now.
Oh, we'll go find somebody.
I really don't think. I really think this is a viable option, blind boxing.
You got to check it out when he takes his eyes out.
I don't want to see that.
That's
something that gives Martin an erection.
All right. Hey, Matt, we're going to let you go. Okay?
All right, gentlemen. Thanks for everything. You guys suck in rock and roll.
Hey, thank you. Blind Matt, everyone.
I'd love to show Jay the other clip, but our listeners are pounding the site, and there's no way I could get the clip up on the computer. Thank you.
Who's thank this?
You. Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
This is Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn. What's up?
I just want to tell Louis Black how sexy I think he is.
Oh, really? Oh, Louis, look at this.
I've been listening to you guys razz him about how he's dressed.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that it wouldn't be very attractive, whatever he was wearing on him.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. So he's in his gladiator uniform.
Work it, Louis. Pimp in.
Yeah, let's see what you got, Louis. Right, let's go. Come on.
See
Louis.
What I got?
Tell her that Bam Bam thing's working for you.
Come on, Louis.
I'm stunned.
The lovely lady wants to talk to you.
Come on, spill it. Louis, come on.
Are you a fag?
What are you doing? Shy?
You say
I'm
hi.
I'm shy.
Say hi to Mrs. Mercurio.
I'm very
Wow. Mikey, Nicola, that was uncalled for.
That was, hey.
All right, Jocelyn.
Thanks, Opie. Thanks, Anthony.
I guess,
August 2nd and 4th at the Stress Factory.
Look at Louis. Louis can get laid, and he's worried about his date at the
Jew.
Stress Factory.
Well, every time I get laid, I think about
I've never
Louis.
Seen a Jewier Jew in my Jew. Hi, you're really sexy. You know, why don't you spend $20 and come see me at the Stress Factory and you think I'm sexy?
Yeah, it's like.
I sure will.
Should I plug Jocelyn or plug the Stress Factory?
Why don't you bring in some jewelry?
I don't think when you saw me, there would be much of a question.
All right, Jocelyn.
Hi, have a good day.
All right.
I'm shocked.
Louis, the woman practically offered herself to you.
Yeah.
And you
did
absolutely
nothing.
Fumbled nothing. Pisarchik style.
You're nothing.
Joe Pisarchik.
You know, guys, you know why? This is
Herman
like
Edwards.
This is like, you know what I felt like when she called and said that? That I'm in a room when I was like 14.
Right.
A room of 14-year-olds. And I had the same exact reaction. I was like, I'm terrible.
It's like we're all at the roller rink and you got to make the move on the chick, right?
I'm terrible.
In front of your friends.
Couples only. Couples only.
Look,
get out on the floor.
Look, Louis is skating over to her. Let's see what he's got.
Exactly. Oh, he fell. Dude.
And the self-hatred comes to a boil.
Mike Nicola crystallizes the entire Louis Black life.
Yes.
Let's bring in the man boob guys, no? How many
Louis,
we got today?
That was not impressive.
That was the guy that called.
I wasn't impressive. I'm not good at it. I've never been good at it.
Louis and Edwards just picked her up and ran into the end zone at the Meadowlands.
Do you
or
ever
veterans,
read,
wherever
do
it was.
You ever read Camus? Louis was relating a condom story earlier, and he had to go. He goes, yeah, you know, I'm using this condom. You know, this is like, you know, 5 years ago or something. Yeah. It's like, is that the most current sex story you got, Louis?
No.
With lines like that.
No, but that was the time I used the condom.
Oh, so now remember? You're saying you're not practicing safe sex?
No, schmuck. You're unbelievable. You're like, between Baby Evil and you, who edit a story down to like, well, we're going to cut out this part of the story and this part of the story, and let's place Louis on... You're nuts.
Louis, that's exact.
A condom that was ultra sensitive.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I
sort
used
of like
an
Louis.
Ultra sensitive.
What, did you hurt the condom's feelings?
Will you yell goodnight, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are?
Wow. All right. Well, we have three guys for the man boob condom.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
I know who the ringer is.
Really?
I know who's got the hot Asian girl boobs.
Really?
Asian girl boobs.
Like the ugly boobs on the Asian girl, but on a guy, it's kind of hot. But I won't tell you which guy it is.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I got to get this in. This Dr. Gregory Pistone from Philadelphia is going to give one of these guys that wins the contest a free procedure.
Wow.
It's www.drpistone.com for fuller hair, a thinner body, and a fresher look. See Dr. Gregory Pistone.
There you go.
Also sponsoring this is goldenpalace.com. When you vote on the man boobs, which will happen, I don't know, in a few days or so, you'll have a chance to enter for a trip to Hedonism 3.
Oh,
nice.
What do we got? Oh, wait, Blind Dave's checking in now. Hold on, guys.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Hold on. We have to go off on a tangent
here. He's probably in an oxygen tent.
Blind Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
You're not listening to the show today? Someone had to tell you that we needed you?
No, yeah, someone called me up. I'm in Massachusetts.
Oh, are you visiting your girlfriend?
Yeah, just...
Yeah, gets everything, man.
Huh?
Wait, who said that?
He was trying to get the jersey.
Oh, wow.
What do you got, Matt in there getting his lap dance or something?
No. We're going to get you the lap dance when you're ready.
I'm coming back on Sunday.
How are the ribs?
They're getting better.
What about the spleen and the kidney?
I'm still a little sore, but I'm okay.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah?
How does it feel knowing you got knocked out by a blind guy?
Dude, I went down swinging, man.
Respect.
I heard the tapes. I got some shots in.
No, Dave did well. Respect. I give you respect, man.
Matt knew how to do the body blows.
And I didn't get knocked out.
No, I exaggerate.
I
exaggerate to clarify.
You know who got knocked out was Rick.
Well, there was a little...
legit.
Holding on there with Matt.
Rick, you saw Stars?
Oh, yeah. He clocked me with his elbow.
No, when you see this video clip, he just goes down fast
and
hard.
Rick gets knocked out.
He was knocked out for a split second.
They're all yelling break because they're falling into the wall. So we're like, all right, let's pull them apart. And boom, next thing I know, like, they're broken apart, ready to start round two. And I'm just like, huh?
Dave swung and connected. With his elbow, I think.
I got the clip over here now. If Jay wants to take a look of Rick getting knocked out.
I got knocked the F out.
You got knocked the F out.
I'll show you when Rick comes in the picture. Wow, that was a good shot.
That was a good shot.
These are blind guys just beating each other up. All right, Rick with the camera right here. Now, just keep an eye on Rick the whole time. You see an elbow cock back. Here it comes. Wham! Out.
Oh. Down and out.
He is on the floor.
Right on the chin.
Oh, it was an accident.
He took it right on the
the blind guy goes, well, it was an accident.
Man, that hurt.
Yeah. You know,
best shot Dave got in, and it was on me.
Where'd he get you? Right in the nose?
Right in the chin.
Right on the button.
Foundrymusic.com for the clips.
It was a slide right, Larry.
I should have never opened my big mouth because the little bit of sight I had with wearing the blindfold was like, oh.
Yeah, yet Dave has tiny bit of sight.
Yeah.
But he put a blindfold on.
What happened? Some people started calling me up going, they're talking about that other dude or something. You better call up there.
No, Jay Moore's in the studio, and we told him we did blind boxing, so we're just kind of reliving the whole thing.
Oh, Jay rocks, man.
What's up, buddy? Right, and everyone else. We got Lewis Black and Adam Ferrar and Mike DiNicola.
Oh, Lewis Black rules, man. He's my favorite comedian.
Oh,
here we go.
Wait, what's better, rocking or ruling?
Lewis, talk to him.
Lewis, let's see what you got.
Bring in the closer. This call to the bullpen brought to you by Pimpan.
Lewis, we'll have some NyQuil.
See the high heat, Billy Wagner.
Hey, Dave, you getting laid up there or what?
What do you think?
You getting laid?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a little rough with the ribs in the push-up position, though.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Dave, when you I always wondered this about blind guys. How do you know she's good-looking? Just people tell you?
Yeah, and I used to see.
She lost her sight real slow.
Oh.
Like it just started.
But like, if you meet someone new, how do you know they're hot?
I got pictures and I got very critical friends.
So he takes it to a friend, and the friend.
They were never as a goof. Yeah, like such
look,
up.
I got
like
good stinky friends too. One of them is Anthony.
Oh.
And the first thing I do is going, really?
Man boobs.
If you say she's a pig in the picture, and then you go out and date her because he blew her off.
Oh,
you don't want to go out with this chick. She's a slob.
On the lap dance, I'm checking for Adam's apples because I know you guys.
Good.
Smart man.
Now, we'll take
basic
care of
rule
you
of thumb, ugly goes away in the dark, fat don't.
You got that right. That.
All right. Hey, Dave, we'll let you go so you can get back to that effing, all right?
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Come see you soon.
All right.
Well,
Come by soon.
Yeah. So okay. Later.
Oh.
Wow.
That's buzzing. You hear the buzzing in the headphones?
Yeah. What is that all about?
That's all the lights and stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
all right. Well, we got the guys in the that came in for the man boob contest.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to them next and finish up this mess we call the O&A show.
Opie and Anthony.
And on the eighth day, God said, let there be breasts.
Boobs. Wow. Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Back. Got to wrap up this mess. It's going to be tough to play What Did We Learn Today, but that's okay. A couple coming in fast as everyone else gets back into the studio. Mashed potato head. What did I learn? I learned now we know what really caused the stain on Anthony's shirt that he was wearing at Bar 9 last night.
Hey.
It was Five Pump Guy. Wow. It was wax. Jersey Gary, Opie's new nickname, Baby Evil. I also learned four comedians on the O&A show with only one having something to plug. What are the odds of that?
That's funny.
That is good.
Opie enters pockets of delusions when Baby Evil rears his ugly head. Thanks, Lewis, for the new nickname. Can't wait to get you back. Baby Evil. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Great show today.
Yeah, we had fun.
Oh, man.
I learned that ugly goes away in the dark, but fat doesn't.
Yeah,
there
was,
you go.
That
there
was
go.
Really good.
Light
today.
Of the day.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks, Mike. John, what's going on?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
I learned today that has-been corner is the funniest bit out there.
Oh, you liked it.
Oh, it was great.
It's too bad. We'll never, ever do that one again.
My show, unfortunately, if it, God forbid, my show gets canceled, you'll bring it back, you humps.
Oh, no.
Oh, Adam.
Adam Ferrara on the job.
Yeah, can't wait to see the job. This
I won't even
again.
Get, like, a grace period. The next day.
Not from your pals.
I learned that Paul Mercurio will be at the Super Mega show.
Oh, man. Oh, that'll leave a bruise. Oh.
The Super Mega what?
How long have you been sitting on that?
Like, why do they call it that?
I waited for the callback.
I like callbacks.
Super mega.
I appreciate
been.
A good callback. Phil, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I learned blind Matt lacks focus. Yeah, I also learned Opie and Anthony will be here, too.
Yeah, that's okay, though. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You suck.
All right. Let's
try to figure out what he meant, and then I did.
Yeah, let's go to Greg. Greg, what did you learn today?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I learned two things. Yeah. I learned that Opie's family can drink, and Anthony's family can drink, and Opie's can Prozac.
Yeah, that was from yesterday.
I'm sorry, that's right. And I learned Anthony's mom singing sounds like a burn victim rolling in salt.
Right. A burn victim rolling in salt.
Good job, Greg.
That's
not quite as painful as the Cindy Williams call, but close.
Leo.
Hey, boys, good show.
Hey.
I learned that Opie knows where the line is.
Yeah, and I see it in the rearview mirror.
Hey, it's syndication since June 7th.
All right, cool. Very
I'm
good.
I'm going to go listen to myself. See, I got to go listen to myself. Later.
All right, bye. That's funny.
Very good.
We didn't really get to talk to the man boob contestants today, huh?
No.
Oh, no?
They're around, but...
Oh, I thought they were going to show their man boobs. Jay was kind of smitten with one.
Yeah, he thinks one has the boobs of an Asian woman, right?
Where is Jay?
Boobs
now?
Of an Asian woman.
He's
is he feeling them up?
Hey, Pang, come here.
He's feeling them up.
I think he's in the suite.
Where is he? Oh, can I smoke in here?
Where's the ringer?
Yeah, that where's the right man there? Boob ringer?
Oh,
because we're running out of shirts.
Everyone
really
take off their shirts. Prop, chop,
yeah.
Chop.
Right. Yeah, all he is just.
Before I lose my election.
Wow.
No, they can. All right.
Yeah. But, wow. Okay. You, whoa.
Oh,
yeah.
That's him. That's him.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
The
yeah.
Guy.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
Blind faith. You're wait. Right.
Hey. Turns out I'm pretty funny.
See, yeah, those are the Asian chick boobs.
What's your name?
Ming Lee.
Yoko.
Ralph? I didn't hear you. Good.
Rolf?
That's his name.
Oh, God. That wasn't a sound effect.
That's his name.
Jake just blasted one into the mic.
That's unbelievable.
Not as bad as Sandy Kane blasting one yesterday. Wow. Yeah. She wanted it yesterday. She was showing. Who was she showing? Norton.
Jim Norton.
She's showing Norton a hemorrhoid.
The funniest.
So she goes, it's not coming out. So we go, push. So she goes, she just blasts one. Right,
his
Norton's
face is like 4 inches away.
Rob, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Awful.
I learned today that Norton would rather hug Magic Johnson after rolling around in barbed wire than Sandy Kane.
Yes.
That was a great line.
All right, you guys talk.
Bye, man.
Did I tell you about that guy's sexy little Asian?
You were right.
You know, it looks like when they have, like, the little ads for the specialty videos, like, tiny titties.
Tiny titties. Barely legal.
Yeah. Let's see him, brother.
Yeah. Barely legal.
Look at this freak.
Come on. Look at this freak. Come on.
This guy goes to the beach every summer, for crying out loud.
All right. All these guys' pictures are up on the website.
Because he's like,
because you're pretty normal, but then you got...
If you would jog and get rid of the love handles, you'd be hot.
Wait, turn sideways. Turn sideways.
Oh, man.
Look at those nipples, man. They're downright great.
They're downright great.
Rachel.
Rachel, what do you think?
You got women nipples.
What do you think?
What do you think? Great nipples. Yeah. Oh, Rachel.
Rachel just
flicked it. Dike it up with this guy.
Rachel, what do you
think? Dike it up.
What do you think of the Asian boobs on the guy?
I was actually making fun of him before, and he gave me the finger, but...
Where did he give it?
I was like, he's going to lose, you know. But then I noticed, I said, his nipples are bigger than mine.
Really? Oh, really?
You know, I have pretty big breasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see that.
Yeah, then he's like, yeah.
You do? No one around here has noticed, really, I swear.
This is a working...
I've only been here for about a month.
This is a working environment, Rachel.
Right.
That's right, we can't.
He flipped you the bird because of his boobs.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on. Are you? I don't even know if you're a man or woman, and it's none of my business.
Oh, that's messed up.
No, Rachel, I can tell a judge that.
Hold on, I'll go on record. Rachel's beautiful.
Oh, of course.
Because it's radio.
I was making a joke.
The guys need to know that.
She's very, very hot, guys, very hot. And very buxom, and I was making a joke, poking fun at the lunacy. Help me, Lewis.
Right.
Of the in-office sexual harassment policies. Thank you.
Yes.
We're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back with Lewis.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I finish.
No, we got to get out of here. Is what we got to do.
Yep.
That was fun today. I want to thank you guys, man.
Thanks. Let me plug my crap. August 2nd and 4th at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick.
2nd through the 4th or 2nd and the 4th?
2nd through the
4th. What are you wearing for that gig?
I will be wearing a delightful pastel pattern.
A nice.
A lovely Chanel number.
And Jocelyn, and so you pig shut up, Jocelyn gets as comps if she shows up.
You're pretty brave.
Yeah.
You're pretty brave considering she called from Dallas.
And she's gone.
Well, that's exactly it.
It's like the guy that goes, yeah, I should have done that, man.
Well,
I should have asked her.
I'm the guy who wakes up like 3 days later and goes, that's what I should have said.
I think that stripper really liked me. The one who had breasts like that guy on the show.
Oh. Well, you can see these guys' pictures up on...
What did they win?
On what? On the website.
They're 6 pints of skim milk.
They get
a phenomenal prize.
They get the procedure from Dr. Pistone. Whose phone's ringing?
Turn that thing off!
Asian girl.
You do that in the movie theater?
Ming Lee.
I hate that.
Mimi Miyagi. Put that on vibrate.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Is Tom Likas next?
No.
Not here. No.
Joking. My friend told me he threw his wife in a fireplace.
Oh, we did a whole bit on it.
Come
on. Oh, yeah, we did a great bit on
just
it.
Just resetting.
Right. Get in there, Cinderella.
All right, we'll continue for New York, but we got to let everyone else go, so we'll see you tomorrow.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
What do you do here?
Look at breasts.
If I wasn't on this show, I'd be out there with a wow sticker just trolling for breasts.
Oh, yeah.
Pinnacle Horny Goat Wings.
Hi, New York. How you doing?
It's everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Wow, you almost blew it.
No. We love all of our cities equally.
That's right.
They're
we
like
sure
our
do,
children.
Of course.
Thought it was just local.
New York. Yes.
Hey, how's your sex life, everybody, in multiple cities around the country? A lot of people want to find a way to make their love life better, more fun and exciting and more fulfilling. Rick usually just grabs on to celebrities' wives.
I know what you're going to say next.
What?
Horny goat weed.
Right, Christopher Walken.
Of course.
You like this stuff?
I love it, but I know you're up against the clock.
Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed, a botanical complex designed to enhance libido and sexual performance based on all the latest scientific research into sexual performance and well-being. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed, it's the only formula clinically tested, doctor recommended. In a recent study conducted by a Manhattan internist, 60% of male participants reported positive benefits.
What did the med students say?
They said that Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed helped out. It gave positive benefits.
Like yo-yo-yoing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One couple said Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed made their already torrid sexual activities earth-shattering.
I took it and slept with a man with breasts.
Right. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
No one's supposed to know.
Yes, Chris?
When you sleep with a man with breasts, it's called being in the Navy. There's no reason for that story to leak out. It's crazy. Horny goat weed puts lead in my pencil. I bang Georgian mercilessly.
Georgian.
And give her ideas for the Sopranos, like... Look at my erection. It's crazy. And then I put Benoit balls in this watch. Yes. I don't know why you get away with saying
you couldn't let the gooks get it, right?
Well, it's the only place.
Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
Wrap it up.
Get it at GNC,
makes
the
you
vitamin
hard.
Shop, other vitamin stores, or call them up 1-800-899-5323. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
Yes, and really fast, as we finally leave for good here, we have four pairs of tickets to give away to, I guess, people in Philly and New York. You could win this. Tickets to see Billy Idol at the Trade Winds in Seabright, New Jersey on Monday. We have some tickets available through Ticketmaster if you're in the area, okay? Four pairs of tickets. Give us a call right now.